Is crushing candy getting boring? Do you want to try something new? Well, I know something better. You have to play the hit puzzle game Best Fiends that's sweeping the nation. You won't be able to put it down. If you're looking for something new or just tired of the same old boring match three game, then play Best Fiends right now. It's fun to play by yourself or with friends and family. Believe me, you won't regret it. So download Best Fiends for free on the App Store or Google Play right now. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends. Lots of people are tweeting me about this one.
All right.
The Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
Yeah, done now. What up?
What up?
I don't know.
This guy.
Well, people act like we come into this thing prepared. We have no idea. We just finished the show. Like, I'm exhausted of all the material for the most part. So
it's just like
yawns start coming.
Stomach start growling.
Oh,
oh man, I was so
hungry
yesterday. Yeah, I'm not that hungry today.
Eddie thinks that I'm making my hometown famous because I popped up on his GPS. He tell you the story yet?
No.
Oh, I'm making the drive from Texas to Nashville, and I've always used the GPS for that to just make sure, like, you know, I'm going the right way. And Mountain Pine, Arkansas has never popped up on the GPS until now. Coincidence?
Yes.
I think not.
Coincidence, yes.
No, yeah. Dude. I've never heard of Mountain Pine until I met you.
That's probably why you didn't notice it.
No.
Oh,
no.
It's like when you buy a new car, you've never seen one before, but all of a sudden everybody's
everywhere.
Got one.
Yeah.
Guys, every time I do that drive, Hot Springs comes out, even Hope, because Bill Clinton, Hope, Arkansas pops up because Bill Clinton's from there. But Mountain Pine, that's off. That's off the road for like another hour.
Mm.
So, dude, I'm telling you.
Because, you're giving me a little too much credit.
Because of you, you're making that town famous.
Because of you, I'll never. Remember that Kelly Clarkson song?
Mm-mm.
Raymond is trying to run. Hey, bring him. I want Hillary. Hey, Hillary, come in here for a second. Hillary's our phone screener. You'll hear her on the show later today. Because callers call and curse her out when they don't. She doesn't put them through. I had no idea it was that brutal.
Sad.
But so, hey Hillary. So Raymond wants to be what in your life? He wants to manage your social media?
Yeah, he wants to be my Instagram manager.
Does he want to charge you for this?
I don't know. He didn't say. He just told me yesterday he wants to be my Instagram manager.
And what does he want to do as Instagram manager?
He wants to tell me what to post in all my captions.
Are you trying to build a following and be an influencer?
I mean, I didn't ask for this. He just brought it up to me. So I guess he sees some potential there for that. I'm not sure.
And so what does he say? Like, what is his first tips? Like, has he told you what to post yet?
Oh, yeah. He's already given me a suggestion. We were listening to that Chris Lane song, Take Back Home Girl, the other day. He said I should post a selfie wearing a bathing suit and say I'm a Take Back Home Girl.
I mean, there's just something creepy about that, right, Amy?
A little bit.
And so how'd you feel about that?
I mean, I wouldn't do that anyways, but I think people could take that the wrong way.
In what way do you think they would take it?
Like, the song means take back home to see your mom, but I think guys would mean take back to their home. So I don't really want to confuse anybody.
Interesting. Raymundo, I'm curious to know what your whole theory is here.
Yeah, give me the mic. In my defense, I didn't say in a bikini. I said at the pool. She just, I guess.
Well, what do you want her to? A scarf and a sweater at the pool?
But I was saying she's a very sweet girl, and she's got some guys hitting on her on Twitter. I said, you should do the Instagram. They would love it. You're going to get the comments. Do a selfie of yourself. You never post those type of pictures. You should do that and then also quote the song. Hey, boys, I'm a take back home girl.
Hey, boys.
Boom. And so I was kind of telling her how she can up her likes game.
But is that important to you, Hillary, to up your likes or no?
Not really. No.
Huh.
Yeah, she probably really wasn't into it when I was pitching it to her, but I was pretty serious. I think that she could dominate Instagram, and I was like, this is how you do it, boom, 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 and there you go. I laid it out.
So then why don't you dominate Instagram?
I'm, you know, still trying to work on that thing, man. I'm trying to go, like, maybe the workout route. Maybe I start doing some stuff where I cook and stuff like that. Trust me, I've already pitched the ideas to my girlfriend. I'm like, hey, how can we take this to the next level?
Why don't you change your name from my name?
I could also do that.
Because right now he's Bobby Bones Ray. That's his name. And it's always weird to me that my name is his name.
But wasn't that his technique?
Yes, it's to get people to search for me and
correct.
Find him. Don't you feel like a bit it should be your own identity?
It can be. I could put my first name and my last name there. I could put, whenever I get married, if I want to put the girl's last name. I could change my name to anything.
What?
Why don't you change your handles?
I can.
And get out from the umbrella of Bobby Bones.
It is a process, though, because you know somebody's going to steal it.
It's a good umbrella to be under, though.
But if he wants to do his own thing, like you, Amy, you've added Brown to your last name.
Yeah.
Like, you're using your real name now because you're doing your own things.
But Brown still starts with a B.
It used to be Bones.
It used to be Amy Bones. It didn't. But
JK.
It was just, you know, you were just Amy from the radio, Radio Amy.
Yeah.
But now because you're doing things on your own, you do Amy Brown.
Yeah. Some people told me I needed to do that.
And I'm into it because I think you should be doing your own things.
Yeah.
I think you're going to write a book. You're not going to write it as Radio Amy.
Although that is how people know me. Radio Amy, that's how
But that's how people that already know you. It's for people that don't know you
yet.
Yeah,
and sometimes I'm lame, and that's how I introduce myself to people that I only know on Instagram. Because I only know them from Instagram, and I know they only know me from Instagram. So I say, I'm Radio Amy, and I feel so lame.
Did you have the talk with them yet, Mike D, about the podcast?
Who's them?
These three. If the show's not up, August 1st is canceled.
Oh, August 1st?
Yeah, you guys are the laziest group of people.
No, actually, we're not. We emailed them 2 weeks ago, and no one emailed us back, so that's not us.
But it's not.
Thank you.
But no one's doing things.
August what?
You're right.
August 1st.
We got to move, boys.
So, I don't care if anything's signed or not. Like, if it's not going, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So, it's...
I agree. I'm ready to roll, man, today.
Like, I don't care...
But I just feel like when you have three of us, we've all got to be on the same page, whether we agree with each other or not.
What's the disagreement?
Just technicalities, Amy. But you have three minds in it, and not all of us are on the same page, but we've got to stick together.
But one mind's running the show.
No, like, that's not true.
Somebody has to be the leader.
I thought Lunchbox was the leader.
Well, that's not how it's working then, because we have three cooks in the kitchen right now.
Okay. Well, regardless, if it's not up by August 1st, it's not happening.
Boys, let's have a meeting after this.
I don't care if it's signed nothing. I do things about signing things all the time and just get started.
You don't want us to, don't care if we sign anything, but we do. See, that's the difference. We're the ones it's our money that we are worried about.
Your money? You're not getting paid. You won't get paid for years doing a podcast.
Okay. Like I said, there's three cooks in the kitchen.
Right.
Mike D and I have been doing the Bobby. We've not seen $1 for the Bobby cast. Yeah. We're 2.5 years into it. $1. We don't even know where it goes. We're just now starting to get real interest.
Yeah.
But that's how long it takes.
I'll tell you what, though. We did finish our artwork, and I like it.
Did you?
Artwork looks
can we
really
see?
Good. Sure. Yeah, let me pull it up.
The Sore Losers.
I love it.
It may never...
It may never happen if we don't get it together in 2 weeks, boys.
Oh, that's so cute.
Let me see.
What do you think?
Yeah, it's good.
It's cute, huh?
Yeah.
I like it.
It's good.
It looks just like y'all.
Yeah, that's us, Amy.
I know, but sometimes little sketches can look like you.
That's been part of the problem, too. Like, the first sketches we got back, we didn't look very good. We looked like we'd been drinking for, like, 2 weeks.
I don't care if you
draw
stick men.
I know, but we do.
But you're missing the point. That you're letting the tail wag the
dog.
And
I like that it looks like a jersey.
But you're letting the tail wag the dog. Like, the thing that doesn't matter, you're letting it matter the most. Yeah. What matters is getting it and building a following for no reason.
Okay.
Just get people listening. Get it on.
We're just trying to be prepared. You know what I mean? Like the Boy Scouts. We're trying to be prepared and then hit this thing going.
You have until August 1st. If it's not up, I'll go get somebody else to do the Sore Losers. We'll put three new heads on
the thing. Whoa. Let's give us 2 weeks. We'll get it together.
You have more than two. Today's July 12th.
Okay.
You got 18 days.
All right.
19 days.
We'll get it together.
18 days.
I have a good feeling about this. If we have to cut one or two, we'll figure it out.
Two people?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
What? You're going to do it by yourself?
Hey.
We'll figure it out.
All right. Thank you. Everybody good? Hillary, you good?
I'm good.
What do you think about these guys' sports show they haven't done yet?
I hope they do it. I think it'll be funny.
Oh, my goodness.
What are you looking at?
The first draft of their picture.
Oh, you never saw that?
Hey, Bones, look at Ray. Looks like Ray's been drinking for like 2 months straight.
No, I saw that. But that's not a reason to not do it.
No, but that's hilarious.
No, that's one of the many. That's just something to talk about.
Who are those guys?
Amy, it's funny you said on the new one, you're like,
actually,
it looks like you.
What you do is you put that up and then you complain about it and people looking at it.
Dang it,
and then you change it.
Why aren't you doing this with us? You want to be a sore loser?
I can't even do it with you. I can't even like try to run this thing. Okay.
That's funny.
It's a good point, though.
Yeah, it's not too late. Just do that. You haven't put any artwork out. Only people are listening right now.
You put that
up,
and you
put
the
old one
at it, and then you make a shift, and
it'll be an inside joke now for people that know.
That's why you're good at this stuff.
No, you know I'm good at it? Because I just do it, and then you figure it out as you go.
Mm.
Yeah, but that was a good tip.
What?
The tip you just had.
Yeah, that was good.
Putting up the bad picture.
Yeah, you leave it up for 2 months.
Oh, you stretch it out for 2 months.
Yeah, and you're like, we have to work on new artwork. Look, and regardless.
Yeah.
Y'all gonna have your own Instagram?
They're never gonna do a show.
No. Hey, don't give up on us. You give us the 2 week window.
Hey, when was this thing started?
Oh boy.
May
7th. May? Okay,
May.
Cool.
Way back in May, huh?
May of 2013.
we're moving. We'll have that meeting today, boys.
All right. We're gonna hit this. Everybody good?
Good.
Yeah? Just remember.
Too loud.
Too loud.
Yes.
On to a Thursday show. Here we go. And away we go.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. And we're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Go.
morning, everybody. Welcome to a Thursday show. Morning, studio!
Morning!
Morning.
Yeah. Yes. Look at us all sitting in a circle.
Yeah, that's what we do.
Yeah. Every day.
Yeah. I know, but since we're all sitting in a circle, I come in with my water.
Oh, good reminder. I need to get my water out.
Yeah, me too.
I think. Who drinks coffee, though?
I do.
You do in the morning?
Yeah, I'm trying to cut back because I was like up to 4 cups a morning.
Is that a lot?
That's a lot, yeah. And that's kind of the only way I could really function. And now I'm like, I can't depend on caffeine.
You just need like one or two.
Oh, really?
Well, I mean, you should. That, like, you should enjoy one cup of coffee or maybe two, but you don't need to be, you shouldn't be, when you get dependent, I've been there, you don't want to be dependent on feeling good after 4 cups.
Yeah, yeah, it's kind of where I was.
4 cups?
You just need
that's
to
a
reset.
Lot, man.
You make it at home or you stop by?
I make it at home. I make it the night before. I set it and the alarm goes off at like 3:30 in the morning and it makes itself.
Wow.
Every morning.
You like that taste?
I do. I do. And I put a little bit of cinnamon in there. Mm-hmm. And it tastes great, man. I love it.
That's your drink in the morning, coffee.
Coffee. And I'm starting to go black, too. Back in the day, I was like, no, I have to have a lot of milk, a lot of sugar. Now it's just black. I guess it's an old thing.
I like a cup, a pallet of sugar, maybe a drip of coffee. I don't even like coffee.
It's probably better.
Amy, you drink water. Amy's got always some weird drink up to.
I do coffee or I do matcha tea, which matcha is a green tea. So it has caffeine.
Yeah.
But, yeah. But, man, I'm so glad you brought up the water because I got to get on the water today. Yesterday, I was bad.
Morgan, number two, you're 24. What are you drinking when you wake up? Just oxygen? You're already just feeling good because just how it is?
No, I drink a lot of water.
You do?
Yeah.
We're just not really a coffee, except for old man Eddie. We're
just
all
me.
Pretty good here. Raymundo, what are you drinking?
Nothing right now. I might do a coffee in like 3 hours maybe.
But you don't to take one to wake up?
No, I'm good in the morning.
Yeah. What do you eat for breakfast?
Me? Oh.
I'm just curious what everybody does.
That was a good question.
Sometimes like a protein shake, or I'll throw some protein in my matcha and blend it up.
No real eating anything, though?
No, because like when we get here and then we're talk, it's not a lot of time to eat. But sometimes I'll bring, if I have enough time to make some oatmeal or something at home before I come, or make a green smoothie, I do that and I snack on it outside. But now that there's like no eating inside the studio, it's a lot of work, so I just gave up.
But I eat before I come.
I do not eat at home. No.
I have a mason jar full of oatmeal, and I eat it every morning. It's really the only carbs I get all day.
You put milk in there or just the oatmeal?
My belly doesn't do good with milk.
Mm. Well, you could do almond.
Yeah, it doesn't feel the same.
Okay.
Yeah. what do you eat for breakfast every morning? Do you know?
I eat a banana with peanut butter, and then I have a breakfast bar, like a Kind bar, and a juice.
You don't drink coffee either, huh?
No, water. I chug a glass of water when I get up first thing.
Yeah?
Sometimes you come in with a little hot chocolate.
Yeah, when it's cold outside.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
You heat your body up.
What was I thinking?
Yeah. You know, the thing about water, and not to talk about just our food all morning here, but I drink so much water, and it's just this cycle of drink water and then pee all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go, I don't want to pee anymore, so you stop drinking water. It's just a terrible...
Yeah.
But yeah, your body needs it, though, so...
I know.
I shouldn't stop.
I wish I could just dump it all out, like a dump truck. Like, drink all the water, get all... And then, just, boom, it's all gone.
When you're ready for it.
Yeah, when you're ready for it.
You probably expand a lot.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
While you're storing up to dump.
Right. Listen, here we are. It's Thursday. Got a little insight on what we do here before the show. Amy and I sit in the room over there and cut a bunch of commercials and a bunch of liners, and we write down on the board how good we're feeling for the day. It's going pretty good, huh?
Yeah. Not bad. Bobby
Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
Listen to this, Amy. 11 people flying. They're flying in Alaska. They crashed in the airplane, right?
Okay.
And the U.S. Coast Guard went and saved them. The Coast Guard helicopter found the crash site 2,000 feet up the side of a mountain. And went up and hoisted the pilot and passengers to safety. The crash is still unknown. First of all, if you crash a plane and you live, congratulations.
Yeah.
Secondly, you crash a plane, you land in the mountains, and you don't have to eat each other.
Because there is that
listen, yeah, if I even just get lost on a mountain with somebody, I'm eating them. I don't care.
Really?
If I'm on a mountain downtown.
Wow.
I'm like, oh, we're trapped. Gotta eat you.
You'd eat me?
Oh, in a minute.
Whatever. No, in that Miracle in the Andes, that book, so they... All the girls died. Some of them couldn't stay. Don't act like it would just be easy. They would have to eat each other and they would vomit. It was so difficult.
Oh, really?
If I'm on a Southwest flight and I hit a bump, I'm looking around to see who I'm going to eat.
I'm like, oh, I didn't feel good. Let's see, who am I going to eat first when this thing goes down?
Okay. Yeah. But you know what they would?
You'd cook them first, though, right?
Sort of.
It just depends, dude. What kind of heat? I got a fire do I have?
Well, they would take the sun. They would take it and take the body and put it on top of the airplane and let it like sit outside in the sun.
We're
and
talking
into, like,
about Miracle in the Andy.
Wow.
Well, this is a real story.
I know. But all the people were saved.
Okay, it could have been Miracle in Alaska or wherever they were.
The cause of the crash is unknown. They lived. But the Coast Guard went up, risked their lives, and saved all of them. Yes. All 11 only suffered minor injuries. How do you crash a plane and only have minor injuries? That's crazy. But for sure, I'd eat them. If it's me. I'm like, well, listen, I know it's a little premature here, but...
Who do we eat first on
Becky?
This show?
Sorry, I'm a little hungry.
Bobby's gotten too lean.
That's that. Okay, let's go over to Raymundo with the real news. Mr. Mundo, take it away.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymundo. Twitter announced it's going to start purging suspicious and inactive Twitter accounts, so you may see your follower counts drop this week. In other news, the founder of Papa John's, who appears in the TV commercials, has stepped down as chairman of the board. He apologized for using a racial slur during a conference call. And finally, Snapchat had an outage. Millions of people were unable to log in for hours. It's back up and running now, so snap away.
Security questions sometimes get tough, huh?
Yeah, I mean, especially if you created them a long time ago, you don't know what they are, you can't remember, and they just say, what's your code word? And I'm like, oh.
Wait, that's your security question?
That's a weird one.
Word? No. If they say, like, okay, what's your telephone word or whatever they need to give you access when you're on the phone, because this happened to me where they just asked for the word, and I said, ugh, I don't remember just that off the top of my head, so what's the hint? Which is always a question that's related to your... So then they said, who's your favorite singer? And I was like,
that's tough.
Oh my gosh. Like, when did I create this? So then I was like, George Strait. And you don't want to say the wrong thing first, because if you start just guessing, then they think you're a liar and you're not that person.
Yeah, right.
So
they call the cops.
So then I thought about when I created this account, and it was when I was definitely obsessed with Taylor Swift, like obsessed. And so I went with it and I said, Taylor Swift. And he was like, that's right. But I mean, I felt like he had judgment in his voice, because I think he felt like I was a little too old for that to be my security, the answer to my security question, like Taylor Swift. Like, he was like, huh, well, that's interesting, but correct. And I was like,
he goes, Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
Really? Aren't you a woman? Aren't you an adult woman?
I'm like, have you heard our song?
But you got in?
That's one of my favorite Taylor Swift songs.
Oh, our song.
Our song is a slam screen door.
There was a guy, by the way, he got pulled over for drinking and driving, and he insisted, he goes, I was not drinking and driving. And they're like, sir, you smell like alcohol, I think there's alcohol in the car. Like, are you sure? He goes, I was not drinking and driving.
Yeah.
They're like, you swear to God? And he's like, I was not drinking and driving. They're like, well, what's the deal? He goes, well, I only drank at stop signs.
Oh, funny.
Because he was not drinking and driving. I get it.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Well.
He said he was drinking bourbon from the bottle in the passenger seat, but he was only drinking at stop signs. He further explained he was not drinking while the car was moving, and when he stopped for signs and traffic signals, that's when he drank.
I mean, he wasn't drinking and driving.
I mean, that's...
And he was under the influence as he was driving.
Yeah. Correct.
Yeah. My theory is, by the way, on driving, and I'll talk about texting and driving. Like, I've really tried to eliminate even looking at my phone while the car's in motion. And full honesty, probably 93% of the time, I'm right on. I'm done a better job. All you can ask for in life is small improvements. Nothing just changes. So I'm trying to train myself to not even look at my phone, a call or anything. Like, done. But here's what's going to happen is that as soon as I hit a stoplight, I grab the phone. But everyone does. As soon as anyone's at a red light, Everybody's neck goes whoop right down to their phones, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what's going to have to happen eventually is they're going to have to put sounds on lights. This is my thing now. Because every stoplight, someone's honking at somebody to go, hey, get off your phone. One time there were three of us. We missed the whole light because all of us were on our phone. We're all looking at our phone, and I think it turned green. And I saw it go back to yellow and back to red. And
you missed the whole cycle.
All of us did. All three. I was the second one in
That's
line.
That's terrible.
I didn't even honk the horn because I wasn't.
Yeah.
So you can even be mad at the first person.
Right.
Because
we all...
Yeah.
But here's the thing. I like it that people are doing it at stoplights, because that means they're not doing it probably when they're moving. So, but eventually they're going to have to be some kind of whistle on a traffic light going, all right, boys, let's go.
City's about to get loud.
Off your phones. Just a quick whistle. You know, they have the beep beeps for walking.
Yeah.
Yes.
If you're blind, it beeps you. They're going to have to add that to traffic lights. Just my theory. Add that to my Movie theaters will not be near what they are now in 10 years. Traffic lights are going to have sound.
But you've been saying the movie theater for like 2 years. 4 years now.
No, but I mean, it's finally catching on.
Yeah, it's gross.
Oh, my goodness.
Why do you want to go sit in a room with other people?
It's the big screen, man. It's the experience. It's the popcorn.
It's
the
cinema.
Yeah. Sounds good.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Want to go talk to Lunchbox, who's having a baby in basically a month. Maybe like 5-6 weeks out?
Yeah, 6.5 weeks.
Yeah, that's close.
Man, that is close.
Yeah.
Over to Lunchbox first. It's the first baby, by the way. If you're new to the show, first baby. A baby box update.
Baby box update.
Oh, man. Let me tell you about that baby. I can start to see it, like, move in the stomach.
You can
like,
see it through
like,
her belt.
Oh, that's so weird. Like, you see little waves. Like, she can pull up her shirt, and you can just sit there and look at it, and you just see, like, a little movement. And I can't make out, like, a hand or a foot or anything, but you definitely see it. Got fingernails now.
You playing music at all?
No, I should. I talk to it.
You do?
Yeah. I say, hey, what up, baby?
Which hole do you talk to? The belly button?
I just...
Yeah, the mouth.
Yeah, like, there's lots of holes to talk to.
I just talk to the belly button.
You do? Okay.
I just talk out loud. I'm like, hey, baby, what up? We're going to watch whatever on TV tonight. Hopefully you're going to like sports, things like that, or good night, baby.
Is that because you've read something that says if you talk to the baby?
Everybody says you need to talk to the baby. Mm. And I still feel weird talking to the baby, so I don't get that intimate, but my wife wants me to start reading books to the baby.
Yeah,
you should.
I mean, it sounds right.
Sing to the baby.
What do I know?
No.
But it sounds like if the baby can start to hear you inside, it's not as crazy outside.
Right, because people say that it hears the mom's voice all day long and only hears your voice for a couple hours. You're like, who's that weird person? We just got to tell them you're daddy.
So, August, the question is, whenever you take, are you taking time off?
Yeah, absolutely. It's called paternity leave.
Eddie wants to take the bonehead when you leave. And I have
out of respect.
I have no problem with that.
Yeah.
But how do you feel about that?
I mean, I was going to say Raymundo should do it, but...
Why?
Oh, because Ray's good.
Yeah,
but I'm Ray's got 100 other jobs, and Eddie sits right here.
I'm right here, man.
Was Eddie going to practice? Can I picture Ray doing it, but not
okay,
Eddie.
Listen, if you're going to do the bonehead, that means you always have to have one ready.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, here we go.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This one comes to you from New Hampton, New Hampshire. A 19-year-old man was driving his ATV around his property, and he says, you know what? I want to see how fast this thing goes. So he decides to take it on the interstate.
Oh, wow. It's four-wheeler on the interstate.
Yeah, four-wheeler. Weaving around cars. Well, guess what? State he sees him. The trooper sees him and goes, let me follow this guy a little bit. There's no way he's going to go without running out of gas. Sure enough, he runs out of gas. They popped him.
Oh, wow.
You cannot be taking an ATV down the interstate.
You can't be taking an ATV.
Come on.
Oh, what a bonehead.
That's your bonehead story of the day.
Wow. He's actually pretty good at it.
Come on.
You nailed the...
Lunchbox, what do you think?
What was the bonehead? He drove it on the highway?
Yeah, he got arrested.
Ran the gas. Run it, yeah. I liked it. Hey.
Why are you being hard on me? I thought
I just...
Eddie,
there wasn't really
it's your bonehead.
Yeah!
When he lands, it's your bonehead. All right. You're running the boat.
Thanks,
I'm the only one clapping.
Oh, sorry. My hands were cold. I was sitting on them.
Morgan number two.
Amy, how'd you feel about that?
I thought it was good.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So you will be running the bonehead.
Good job.
You ever hear of Wally Pipp?
No, he was a backup for someone.
For Lou Gehrig.
Oh, wow. Okay, tell me more.
He wasn't the backup.
Yeah, so he gets hurt. Lou Gehrig comes in, takes a spot, and he's so good, Wally Pipp never gets his job back.
Oh, mm-hmm. Dang.
Yeah, so you got
Lunchbox is Wally Pipp.
He may get Wally Pipped. If you dominate it.
Wow. I could be Lou Gehrig.
You could be Lou Gehrig of the bonehead.
This is amazing.
Yeah. So,
who did Lou Gehrig play for?
The Yankees.
Good job.
Ooh. Yeah. Do you know his nickname?
Yeah.
The Iron Horse.
Really?
Yeah.
Never heard that one.
That was the Germinator.
Stop it.
The Bobby Bones.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
There's an athletic trainer at Louisiana State University. She's been there for 4 years. She's going into her senior year of college. She's out of money. Can't pay. So she starts a GoFundMe page saying, hey, can you guys donate? I just want $5, $10. Leonard Fournette, who plays in the NFL, went to Louisiana State University, said, look, I make millions of dollars. I'll pay for your whole year of school.
Wow. How do you feel about that? Because she did a GoFundMe, which you're against.
Right. And he said because she's from New Orleans, where he's from, and also she was an athletic trainer that helped him get to the NFL. because she was a student trainer when he was there.
But my question is the GoFundMe. Like, you're just generally against that principle.
If people are dumb enough to donate to it, that's fine. I mean, if I put up a GoFundMe for a vacation and people want to donate and people are dumb enough to, yes. But yes, I hate GoFundMes. Hmm. It's so annoying what people donate to.
Good for Leonard Fournette. I like that.
Yeah.
I'm always curious, though, when you bring up something that you're disgusted by, like the GoFundMe.
But it worked out. She's getting her college paid for. I wish this was around when I was in college. I'd have got free tuition.
I don't think people would have donated to you.
Why? Why did this girl get donated to? Because she's an athletic trainer? Okay.
Yes, and because someone also has been in the athletic training world, empathized, maybe sympathized a bit, related, and said, hey, I'll help you out.
Right, and I was an orientation leader, so when the freshmen would come to campus, I'd show them campus. So I would put up a GoFundMe page, and one of those parents would be like, man, that guy made my son or daughter feel really welcome at school. I'll pay for his tuition.
Were you good at that?
Oh, I dominated.
So they would come in.
Yeah.
Be like, we're new, and you'd be like, hey.
Yeah, I would take them. I'd walk around the whole campus backwards and point different things, tell them everything about the campus, and we'd teach them how to register for classes, everything. Did a little skit. Man, I was.
Oh, you did a skit?
Oh, yeah.
What was the skit about?
Oh, it was just about college life, different scenarios you could run into.
Go ahead.
And I was the positive influence. Like, my mom and dad come to visit, and I'm like, oh, mom and dad, you know, I got arrested. And they're like, you got arrested? What'd you get arrested for? And then I'm like, concealed weapons? And I flex my muscles.
What?
Yeah.
That was your
that
skit,
was
huh?
Thing?
Yeah, that was my skit.
Is that a skit?
Yeah, because it was kind of like, you know, what are you going to major in? I was like, I don't know, weightlifting? Oh, and mom and dad like, no. There's kind of things like that.
This is when his
mom and
dad.
He still does this routine, though, outside of, like,
school. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm good.
I think that's when they told you, like, college isn't for everybody.
No, that was before I went to college. Then I was already dominating college at that point. But I'm telling you, I was the best orientation leader. People loved me. Because I tell them, listen, you have to do this orientation. So if you don't want to pay attention to me, don't pay attention. Just be quiet and let's get through the day. Woo. And I crack jokes. Man, that's a good time.
Yeah.
But no one paid for my college. But thanks, Leonard Fournette, for paying for hers.
And that's Tell Me Something Good.
Good? Tell Me Something Good?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
very
good.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Wichita, Kansas. A man was burning some weeds behind his house because he couldn't get them to go away. So the wind picks up, starts blowing it, boom, onto the house, $25,000 in damage, and he had to be treated for smoke inhalation.
Think about how helpless you're feeling as soon as that fire catches onto the house. This is in a very small way, too. You're like, oh, no. I mean, there's nothing you can do.
No, just watch it.
Get buckets of water, spit on it.
No chance. Not going to help.
Nothing you can do.
And you know what I used to think? Why don't people just grab the water hose and spray it?
A lot of times the water hose won't stretch to where it goes.
Well, and...
secondly, it's not enough water sometimes.
Now I realize that fires are a lot more powerful than they look, and a little water hose
That's
is not going
to
do it.
He used to think. He said he used to think.
Yeah. No. Until about 6 months ago.
He's like, and then I realized fire's powerful.
And the hose doesn't just produce enough water.
Then I turn 35. Morgan, number two, you're from Wichita.
Yeah.
Is this kind of the gossip around town?
I mean, I don't think so, but we can go with it.
You're not talking about it ever on the message board?
No.
I mean, it's exciting. Wichita
message
made
boards.
It.
Yeah, I mean, but no, I don't think so.
You know what's funny about these boneheads? Sometimes Lunchbox will tell a story and I'll get a tweet going, yes, my town made the bonehead.
They're proud of that, huh?
Yeah, they like to be talked about. Well, there you go. Thank you, Lunchbox.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
Bobby Jones.
No.
Bones.
Is crushing candy getting boring and you want to try something new? Then you have to play the puzzle game Best Fiends. The game is so fun, you will not be able to put it down. If you're looking for something new or you're just tired of the same old boring match three game, download Best Fiends right now. It's fun to play by yourself or with friends and family. Play whenever, wherever, as long as you'd like. It's one of those games that you will enjoy and you'll probably lose track of time playing. We play it here on the show, especially Web Girl Morgan. That's right. No, girl, what's your name? Morgan number two? We think you should play too. Turn it into a competition. You really play Morgan number two?
Yeah, I really do.
Yeah, me too. I played a lot. I played a lot. Listen, it's called Best Fiends. Maybe you're traveling, you want to pass the time. You don't need the internet for Best Fiends. You can play on a flight. You can play in a cave. Believe me, you will not regret it. So download Best Fiends for free on the App Store or Google Play right now. Best Fiends, it's like best friends without the R.
Best Fiends. It's a puzzle game. Morgan number 2, aka Web Girl Morgan, aka Web Girl Morgan number 2, loves it as well. So there we have it. Best Fiends.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Hey, so I'll give you 2 boy band members. Tell me which one you think has the most money.
Okay.
It'd be kind of funny. this one you're just guessing, but Harry Styles and Niall from One Direction. Who do you think has more?
Harry.
It's almost like they haven't been separated that long. Like they haven't been able to do their own things.
It's only been about a year, right?
But Harry Styles worth $75 million. He wins.
Whoa.
$75 million.
You can tell by the way he dresses. He's just got like a lot of style. Niall, dude, I'll just wear his t-shirts.
You don't think they were all assigned to style? You're nuts.
Oh, is that a thing?
Of course.
And Steve Jobs wore a black t-shirt and jeans every day.
Okay.
How about this? From the boy band, Nick Lachey from 98 Degrees or Ricky Martin, who was in Menudo?
Ricky Martin.
Nick Lachey is worth $20 million, right? We talked about that. And Ricky Martin is worth $60
million. Yeah!
You got that right. Here's a tough one here. Michael Jackson, who was in the Jackson 5, or Paul McCartney, who was in the Beatles. Now think about that. I'll go around the room for this one.
Wow.
Who do you think is worth more money, Michael Jackson or Paul McCartney?
Oh my goodness.
Huh.
What is Michael Jackson called when you make money after you die? Posthumous money?
Mm-hmm. Posthumous?
Posthumous, yeah. Posthumous. I'm gonna go Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson. Lunchbox.
That's easy. It's Michael Jackson.
Eddie?
I'm going Paul McCartney.
Well, I'll say this. Michael Jackson is worth $1.1 billion.
Oh, my goodness. That's a lot of money. Wow.
Yeah.
Wait, but, I remember us talking about how Paul McCartney had, like, so much. Remember I had it in the...
Not that much. No way.
Paul McCartney's worth $1.2
billion. Whoa!
Let it be. Tour he did recently.
See, I thought Michael Jackson owned all the Beatles music or something like that.
He bought a lot of it. Yeah. I think he sold it back.
I think he did, yeah.
I think he sold it back to Paul McCartney a lot of it.
There you go.
Bobby Bones. Last week we were on vacation and Eddie's family makes this big pilgrimage from Nashville, Tennessee to San Antonio, Texas.
15 hours.
And so it's Eddie and his wife in a car and he's got 2 kids. You got 2 boys?
Yeah, 2 boys. They're in the back seat.
How old?
I have a 4-year-old and a 10-year-old.
Do you want to hear audio from Eddie's car ride?
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
Oh, you don't like that?
There's more.
I can't.
Like, what's he saying?
Regulate that?
I want the phone. This is hour 10 in. Okay. You can't regulate anything. Okay. And the problem is I've given them the phone and the iPad for hours. And so we're like, we have to take a break. Sorry. 1 hour off. This is within that hour.
Rocco, be so quiet. I want the phone. I want the phone.
Wow.
So you ignore him. That's all you can do. You have to ignore him.
Wow.
Dude, it's one of the hardest things.
He's screaming straight up.
Yeah. And it's one of the hardest things as a parent to just ignore that. And I'm driving. So I'm like, this is just terrible.
Do you get so mad?
Yeah, inside I do. And I want to just turn around. I want to stop the car, turn around and be like, you're going to stop that right now. But I can't. I just got to ignore it.
So what does he want?
He wants the phone.
Wow.
It didn't quite get conveyed to me that the message exactly what he wanted.
No, he wants the phone.
And so that happens at what point does that start happening?
It's like hour 10 into the drive. Mm. So, I mean, we've been in the car for 10 hours.
Does he just yell himself to sleep?
No, he did that for about another 5 minutes, and then we gave him the phone.
Oh, come on. I get so car sick. I get car sick riding passenger. I get car sick driving. I get car sick in an elevator. I get car sick looking at my phone screen sometimes, flipping it. I don't know what it is about me, my balance, but I get really nauseous. There's a new type of glasses that can cure car sickness. A French car company selling a weird new type of glasses with fluid in the rims that can supposedly cure motion sickness. You can order them. Man, I should try this.
How much are they?
They're expensive. They're expensive, like $100.
Oh, okay. I'll write that down.
Yeah, $115. They have a new type of glasses. Did anyone else get car sick? Am I the only one?
No, you're the only one.
You're the only one.
Not me.
If I read too much, but I mean, I have to read like a lot.
Oh, if I even think about a book I read in the past 10 years, I'm like, yeah, that car sickness is brutal, man. So I saw that. The big debate now is, and I'll ask you this, and I'll start with my story first, is that I have, I don't care about plants in my yard. I'm gutting my backyard. So I have like bushes from the last time.
Gutting it?
Well, there are all these like rose bushes and plants, and I just don't like them.
Oh, it's beautiful out
there. I'm just ripping them out.
So what are you going to do?
Just throw them away.
And then what's going to go in its place?
Nothing.
Wait, who cares?
Why would you...
It's so pretty back there.
What do I care?
Okay.
Right? It's your house.
I think you need to think about this, but go ahead.
Well, I don't care.
Okay.
It's my house. I live there. So I'm getting rid of it. And bugs bite my legs.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're going to concrete it.
Yes.
Got it.
I told you, it's all concrete.
Gosh.
Eddie has been blowing grass clippings from his house into the street.
Oh, yeah, it's a thing. It's a thing, and I've got nowhere to put it. Like, my lawnmower isn't the one that kind of holds the grass clippings, so it just has it all over the grass, all over the driveway, all over my sidewalk, so I get the leaf blower, and I blow it all in the street.
And some people are irritated or no?
Cars were just driving by, like, staring at me, like, what are you doing?
So what's the question?
Is that okay? Like, what else do I do with it?
Some people say bag it up. If it's grass clippings, if it's natural, it's like throwing a banana on the ground.
Boom, that's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. You blow in the street, who cares?
Yeah. Dude, the street is filled with grass.
Who cares? It's the street.
That's what I think.
It's the street. It's natural.
I mean, I'm talking three cars.
It's also not hurting anyone. It's not like Lunchbox when he lets his dog poop in other people's yards and they step in it.
Right.
It's not a nuisance to anyone. That's my opinion. Lunchbox, you don't agree?
It is a nuisance to nature. It is bad for the environment because it clogs the sewer system and it gets into the ponds and things like that and it kills the wildlife.
Grass kills the wildlife?
Absolutely.
Hashtag nuisance to nature.
Yes.
Wait, so grass is a nuisance to nature?
Do you have scientific proof of this?
No.
My cousin is getting her PhD right now at the University of Georgia and she does all these nature studies. Like, she's a nature freak. She goes and studies streams and stuff and all the pollution and different grass stuff and things that affect the fish. And she says you have to clean it up. It clogs the sewers, causes problems for the environment.
Eddie blowing his grass clippings into
the street.
The street.
Well, I retract my
statement.
Yes,
I don't. Just because his cousin is a nature freak doesn't make me change my mind.
Yeah.
No,
you
want to
blow it?
You need to get lawn bags.
And, I don't disagree with that.
And sweep it up, put it in the bag. Boom. Let the city take it and make mulch out of it.
Hey, you do you, buddy.
Wow. Okay. All right.
Google it.
I am going to Google it, but nature freak says the answer, I guess.
Yeah. Let's go. Lunchbox calling a hotel saying he's a social media influencer and he wants a free hotel room because he's going to give him an Instagram
shout
post.
Out.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm help you.
Okay, listen, I am a celebrity that travels the world. I am worldwide famous, 200,000 followers on Instagram, so I'm trying to barter for a free hotel room. I'll post a picture on my Instagram, and that way my listeners will be like, wow, I need to stay there when they come up there.
All right, we don't have that here, sir.
No, no,
we
no.
We don't have free rooms here.
No, no, I post a picture on Instagram. That's what us celebrities and social media influencers do.
No, you'd have to pay for the room, sir.
How many pictures do I have to take for a free room? I'll put it on Twitter, too, where I have two.
You have a great day, sir. You have a great day.
All right.
We don't do that here.
Didn't look too good for him. Mm-mm. Well, a couple things. One, you have to learn how to say influencer.
Yeah.
And then two, don't say you're listeners because you're not selling a radio show.
Yeah, I'm not used to that. But I messed up. Okay.
All right. But they
influencer.
Said no. Yeah.
Yeah, no hotel room.
Yeah.
Record?
He was recording. Are you recording this, boys?
Record.
He thought he'd help you.
Social media influencer here. 200,000 followers on Instagram. I go to locations like your golf club, and I will post pictures of me out there playing, saying like, "Oh, come look at this beautiful course." In exchange, you give me free golf.
Oh, that's probably not going to happen.
Picture me on hole 18 sinking a birdie putt, and they'll be like, "Wow, we got to go there."
And then that's going to get people to join our golf club?
Absolutely, ma'am. That's what I do. I put things
thanks
on.
Anyway.
I actually wouldn't buy that.
No.
I don't think they get the concept.
Really?
Yeah. Like, what
I think I'm talking to older people. They don't get it.
But he explained that if he takes a picture on the 18th hole, that
it's seeking a birdie.
Yeah.
Good morning. I'm happy.
Yes, man. How you doing today? My name is Lunchbox, and I'm going to be in New York in about a month, and I am just trying to say I'm a social media influencer, and I post pictures on Instagram, and so I'm wondering if I can get a free breakfast so my 200,000 followers will come to your establishment.
I cannot do that, sir.
If I can guarantee 200 people would come in your establishment, can I have a free breakfast?
I cannot do this, sir.
Okay, so when I come, I want the fried chicken and waffles and the smoked salmon eggs Benedict. That is so awesome. I really appreciate you working with me, man.
Excuse me? I did not say it was good to go, sir.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
I did not say it was good to go, sir.
Hello?
You Gordon?
Roll on this, boys.
Well, it does seem easy when people write stories about it.
I know.
They're like, yeah, social media influencers.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them aren't worth anything.
I mean, I see some people that I follow, and I see them staying at these hotels. The hotel one, for example. I see them staying at hotels. People I know, and I see them tag. And then also, I'm like, are they getting a hookup here that I'm not realizing? Because then there'll be a card, like, sitting on the nightstand welcoming that person to the hotel.
They probably wrote it themselves to look cool.
Right? And then, yeah. Like, you know, some strawberries.
They're probably
thinking,
did that themselves.
And they...
Listen,
but they have about 50,000 followers.
Like, I'm close to a million, and nobody gives me anything from my social media, nor do they ask.
That's crazy.
I don't ask, and I'm not saying I should, but no one even says to me, hey, you're an influencer. I just don't think it's a real thing. I think people make it up for the most part.
That's like free press. That's like
free
advertising.
That's free.
I mean,
by the way, I want to say this about Gordon Haywood, who plays ball for the Boston Celtics.
Okay.
Basketball player. He's having a gender reveal.
For his baby, okay.
Yeah, and he already has some girls. It's all girls. And so it's one of those, he's 28 years old, he's got two daughters. And so they found out that their next kid...
Okay, ready? Say, Daddy, can you help me?
Help me.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Whoa, it's a girl.
That's funny, he's not enthused.
Mm-hmm. Not into his third girl in a row.
No, he's not.
He's like, oh great, we're going to have another one.
Oh, yeah.
You want a girl?
Brittany, you were right.
Is Daddy happy?
Daddy's always happy.
Oh, look at the balloons. Say bye. Those are working now.
It's the saddest gender reveal
I've ever seen.
It's so awkward. Like, I feel the awkwardness.
And
I'm not even watching it.
I don't
hear
think it would be that awkward if he didn't have two other girls.
Right. And then she's like, is Daddy happy?
And Daddy's, he's like, always
Daddy's
happy.
Always
don't ask Daddy right now.
Okay, ready? Say, Daddy, can you help me?
Help me.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Whoa. It's a girl.
Are you doing a gender reveal, Lunchbox?
Yeah, when the baby comes out.
Yeah.
Like, there is no gender
reveal.
Oh, you're
just doing a reveal to you guys.
Yeah.
You're not popping a balloon.
Right, we're not popping balloons or anything like that. Because
in the delivery room, you're going to be like,
oh. It's a girl.
What if it's a girl when it comes out?
I'm going to have to try to fake happy because everybody's going to be watching and you have to show excitement.
Everybody's going
to
be watching in
like
the room?
How many people are going to be
in
there?
What, are you having a party in
there? Facebook Live-ing?
Don't people stand in the delivery room?
Only, like, the four that you want.
And the doctors.
Right. Well, I figure the parents will be in there. And
so, it, like, your parents and her parents?
And if the siblings are in town.
She wants your mom and dad in there?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't even know if she wants.
Dad's like, well, look at that.
Let me get a better look.
Yeah. But that just shows you every guy wants a boy. They don't want girls.
Eventually, they're fine
with it. I don't
think
you can universally say every guy. But men, we're so surface. And we only know what we have on us and how to handle that. So that's all we're comfortable with.
Correct.
But we're idiots.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest. We are.
Yeah, be honest.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
So Jim, 84 years old. Maureen Neela, 65 years old. They get engaged. They plan a beautiful honeymoon to Italy. But that changed when Jim moved in with Maureen. He started gardening and beautifying their lawn. And soon neighbors said, hey, wow, it looks so good. Would you mind doing my yard? And she's like, okay. I mean, remember, he's 84 years old. She's like, yeah, I'll do that. So what they decided to do, because so many people were asking them to help with their yard, they said, hey, why don't we just not go on this honeymoon? Let's just make the yard beautiful. So all the block pitched in for the money. And this guy went and, like, planted everybody's yard and made all the yards look good.
That's That's amazing.
Wow. Also, let me highlight the fact that he's 84 and she's 65.
Baller.
Not bad.
Robbing the cradle.
Not bad, buddy. Wow, and they canceled the honeymoon.
Yeah, yeah. They were like, what are we going to do? Go to Italy and, you know, have fun. Do, but we can actually make the yard.
We probably couldn't make the trek to Italy.
Whoa, easy.
Just kidding. Especially if my dad's girlfriend's listening.
Yeah, oh, how old is she?
She's like 87.
Could she make the trek to Italy?
Ooh, she doesn't like to say her age. I'm sorry. For like years, I thought she was still only like 81, but I learned.
Is there a difference though?
In her mind.
81, 87.
And you know why she still seems young at heart? Like every single day, she'll remind you, I'm not old. In her head, she reminds herself she's young.
You know why she seems young to me? She's always singing Drake. Every time I see her.
Oh, yeah.
And let's shout out to her. Because she got a younger man. My dad's 77.
Oh, these people.
Shout out
what
to
up?
Her.
What up? Well, y'all shouted out to that guy for getting a 65
year. Yeah, it works both ways. Yeah. Shout out.
But anyway, they said, we'll not do our honeymoon. We'll go and beautify the yard for everyone.
Hey, I love
look
it.
At that. There you go. That's Tell Me Something Good right there. Positivity. Boom, boom, boom. Yeah.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
All right, so Amy is here in the studio, but she's kind of been in and out. Her dad's been sick. You're not going to be here in the studio tomorrow. You will be in Austin.
Right.
But you'll be doing the show.
Yep.
So all this week, Morgan number two's been filling in for Amy because Amy's like, and I'm like, ooh. And then Lunchbox's like, you. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm like, ooh.
So it's your fourth day, Morgan number two. You're getting better every day, by the way. Everybody's
Thank
talking
you.
About it. I walk down the hall. They're like, have you seen Morgan number two?
Yeah.
That 30
all
seconds
I'm hearing.
Skinny. Okay. That's all you're hearing, is
mm-hmm,
it?
It's all I hear.
Yeah. Okay, let's go over to Morgan number two, and here is your skinny.
Bobby Bone Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Keith Urban just dropped an acoustic version of his latest single, Coming Home, featuring just him and a guitar.
Yeah, it's really good, too. Here's the song.
Coming home.
That's the original. Here's the new one.
There's a place that I know where they all know me. I gotta get back now to the ones who love
I love it.
Wrap myself around you.
I love anything acoustic.
There's nothing in the world that feels like.
All these fancy whistles and levers and electric guitars.
Oh,
I've like had
this?
Enough.
You're
I've
like
had
this?
Enough. No. Just give me a soul and six strings, you know?
And the truth.
I don't even need the truth, Eddie.
Oh, you don't
I mean,
need
no.
the
truth. I'll take the soul and six strings a lot.
All right, all right.
All right, Morgan, number two, what else you got over there?
Carrie Underwood shared a really sweet message on her Instagram to celebrate the 8th wedding anniversary to Mike Fisher.
Yeah. I saw their picture. They're like kissing. All right, we get it. You guys are awesome. Okay.
Yeah, you're married.
Yeah,
cool.
You're married. You're both great looking, rich, and talented. Yeah. Yeah.
She was like, I love you more today than I did yesterday.
You're like, that's
like
terrible.
Every day does
what happened
it
yesterday?
Up?
Oh, wow. It gets better every day.
Every day.
Is that how marriage works?
Well, I want to know what happened yesterday.
Then what's gonna happen tomorrow? What's gonna be even better? All right, what else, Morgan number two?
Charles Kelly of Lady Antebellum. He shared a video of his son's take on the band's song "You Look Good."
You look good, so fit, so fine.
Can you sing it already?
I did.
See, that's six strings and the truth right there.
Yeah, that's all you want.
That's all I want. That's, that's full acoustic right there. All right, is that it, Morgan number two?
Yeah, that's it.
Nice work.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on,
Bobby.
Yeah, over to Amy with the morning corny. Yeah. Joke in the morning.
The morning corny.
What does a ghost wear when it's raining outside?
What does a ghost wear when it's raining outside?
Rain boots.
Oh, quality joke. That's not like that one. Come on, come on. Come on.
That was the morning corny.
Come on. That's a good one there.
I didn't know you're so into the ghost ones. Okay.
No, I like the boots.
Okay, yeah. You do?
Yeah.
You want a little bonus?
No, tomorrow.
Save it.
Yeah, save it. Save it for tomorrow.
So good.
Yeah.
Okay, I just off the dome. I have another one.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, what type of pies do ghosts prefer?
What type of pies do ghosts prefer?
Booberry.
See, you had a home run already. You know
that wasn't a home run, but I went boo.
You can't really get better than perfect, and you tried. Yeah, that's right.
Thought you said you like the booze.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Moving right along.
Yeah, okay. Move right
All
along.
All right. Everybody. What's up next?
You know, I consider myself quite the music historian.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, I'm taking part in a Charlie Pride documentary today.
That's cool.
Yeah, they've asked me to come and talk about Charlie Pride. Like, I love. Oh, and but it's because of my grandma. Like, I grew up in a very small town in central Arkansas called Mountain Pine, Arkansas. And my grandmother, who raised me and adopted me for a while when I was a kid, humongous into her age of country music, which is why, honest to God, why I'm even working here today, is her influence on me in country music. Because later on, I was influenced by everything, like anyone that was a 90s kid. It was 90s country, obviously, but it was all the alternative stuff and the hip-hop stuff. But my grandmother really shaped me early on. And so I was a Charlie Pride fan. But she was, you know, really into, and I'll say Johnny Cash, which is kind of the cliche thing to say. But when you're from Arkansas, that's where Johnny Cash is from. And, like, that's our thing. You guys can act like Johnny Cash is your thing. Bull crap.
All you hipsters, too. Yeah.
I don't act like that.
Bull crap. Okay? Yeah.
He says suey for a reason. That,
from Arkansas. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Suey!
Yeah.
That's Arkansas.
I watched his movie with Reese Witherspoon.
Oh, good. You're a big fan then.
All my point is that, you know, I do consider myself a bit of one of the younger historians of country music. And so I like this segment.
The Bobby Bones Show.
On this day in
country music.
On this day in 1994. We're all teenagers then, huh? I guess Eddie was like 30.
No, but I was a teenager.
I was, 12, 13.
Yeah. Alan Jackson's single, Summertime Blues, hit number one. Now, this song was a jam.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, cause there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
1994 went number one. Hey, Morgan, number two. Let me ask you a question. What year were you born?
1993.
Oh, so you're a one. You remember singing this one, right?
Oh, yeah, you remember this.
I know this song.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Heard in the oldie station?
I mean, yeah.
Does it feel like an oldie song to you, Morgan, number two?
It's older. My parents listen to it. That's how I know it.
Man. Wow. It's crazy. So, okay, for example, if I'm going, I was a teenager listening to this. Are you like, okay, Papa, shut up, much music. Is that like our parents when talk about Whitesnake? That's
a great question. Do you feel like that?
Yeah, I think a little bit. I mean, I love Alan Jackson and the 90s music because of my parents. So I think anything you guys like because of them.
So later on, when they ask you to come do an Alan Jackson documentary, as a
yes,
you'll know. Oh,
that's crazy.
Morgan number two makes us all feel old. Mm-hmm. Because around this table, you know, there are five of us. Amy, who's 37. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Amy's 37. Lunchbox about to be old.
I'll be 37.
Eddie's
39.
Okay. And I'm 38.
Yeah, you are.
So we have this group. We've been together for 15 years since kids.
In our 20s.
Yeah. And then Morgan number two comes in, and all of a sudden she's like,
she's the age we were when we got together.
Yeah. You're 24, huh?
Yeah.
I started this show when I was 22, like late 22, right? Turned 23. And then I found Lunchbox was working at a Jason's Deli.
That's right.
Last year of college, Amy was selling granite. Right out of college.
Shout out.
Eddie was my TV producer.
Yeah, shout out.
Like we were all you. Man, what's happening here?
Yeah, respect us.
Yeah, we're your elders.
We're your elders. Call us Mr. and Mrs.
No, don't do that.
Like that. But you're like already that. Mr. Bobby Bones, so that's okay.
I don't like that one. So 1994, this was number one.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, cause you're
but here's your fun fact.
For the summertime blues.
This isn't the original version, and the original version's also really good, which isn't always the case. So Eddie Cochran recorded this.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime.
I mean, that's a jam too.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
Da-na-na-na. 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 Oh, well, my mom and papa told me, son, you gotta make some money.
I mean, so good.
Any clapping in a song is fun.
Yeah. Clapping, whistling, Cardi B going, all that.
Oh, well, I didn't go to work, told the boss I was sick. Now you can't use a car because you didn't work a lift. Sometimes I wonder what I'm going to do because there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
What is this, 1950s?
It's back when we were kids and Morgan number two was just born. Yeah. Imagine this, you're just sitting at the house. And you hear, first of all, you're asleep. TV's on. You just kind of fall asleep. And something falls in your lap. That is a boa constrictor.
No.
A 6-foot boa constrictor fell through the ceiling, landed in this dude's lap. So he like wakes up and this humongous snake. They're both stunned, by the way.
Yeah.
The snake and the guy are both like,
sure.
What's going on? He thought for a second it was a dream. Because why would a big old snake land in your lap? So it wasn't. He calls 911. It turns out the snake belonged to the people in the apartment above him. And it managed to sneak through the floor.
Ugh.
Neither the guy or the snake was hurt. But even that snake, listen, we think about the guy. Yeah, we're like, oh, look at this guy. But that snake's got to be like, what's happening?
Yeah, if it was a cartoon, they'd both be screaming.
Yeah, they would look at each other, big eyes like, ah! Yes. But yeah, the big old snake just falls right in your lap, huh? Do you know what that music means?
Mm-hmm.
That I pushed a button.
That's right.
Easy music. No, this is easy trivia, period. Not even music, guys. This is, should be the easiest of trivia.
Great.
Write your answer down.
Can't wait.
Question number one. Who is Apple's current CEO? Easy.
Oh, I don't. Oh, shoot.
He's on TV all the time.
Uh-huh.
Is he?
Hold on. Hold on, please. Confusing him with someone else.
Come on. Easy trivia.
Do you have to have
I'm
full?
In.
I'm okay. in for the win.
You know what, Amy? If you just get his last name, you can have that too.
Okay.
Really?
Good. Oh, yeah. Then I'll scratch out first.
Amy?
Cook.
Cook, she says. Lunchbox?
No, Wozniak.
No.
Eddie?
Bill Jobs. That's me giving up.
That's a Bill Gates, Steve Jobs combo?
All I know.
Is that like the half horse, half man?
Yes. Like a unicorn of technology. I don't know.
It's actually Tim Cook.
Amy, you're Woo!
Wow! Yeah!
I almost said Sam, but I'm glad I just had to
Sam
say the last
Cook,
name.
Sam the Cook, singer. Yeah,
good songs that guy has.
Yeah. Okay.
He's super talented.
Let's do this one. Easy trivia, guys.
Yeah. Easy trivia.
Who wrote Julius Caesar, Hamlet, and Macbeth?
Oh.
Amen.
Oh, huh. Same last name rule on this one?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm in for the win. That was easy.
Me too, I'm in.
Amy?
Shakespeare?
Lunchbox?
Shakespeare.
Eddie?
Shakespeare.
Old Billy Shakespeare.
Yeah. Oh. See, I
Billy
thought it was
Shakespeare
William.
Wrote a whole bunch of sonnets.
Oh. And what else had a bunch of... What's the second line
That's
of that?
LFO Summer Girls.
Yeah, what's the next line?
Eddie, we're working.
Oh, Kids on the Block had a bunch of hits.
Okay. Who is the current Speaker of the House? Okay. Easy trivia. Speaker of the House.
Huh.
Shoot, did he retire?
I don't even know what that does.
I really stopped following politics a few months ago.
Yeah, I stopped about 3 years ago for the most part.
Yeah, but we should know.
Speaker of the House.
But I mean...
Come on.
All right.
Go ahead.
I'm in for the win.
Amy?
I feel like he, you know... went on vacation or he's done or something, but I have Paul Ryan.
Lunchbox?
Yeah, I thought he retired, so I put Janet Reno.
Wow. Man, that's going
back
to the 90s.
The Clinton days.
Wow,
oh,
man.
She old?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
She's retired and stuff.
I know it's a woman.
John Quincy Adams. Eddie?
I have Bill Corn. He's on the Senate.
Oh, no, he's
the speaker.
Stop it.
Of the House.
Bill Clinton and Corin.
Dude, I'm just throwing names out.
I mean, can I get points for being the closest?
The answer is Paul Ryan.
Yeah!
He's stepping down.
Thank you. So he announced he's stepping down, but it hasn't, the happened switch yet. Hasn't happened
so
yet.
So when does he leave?
I met Paul Ryan. Like, I hung out with him.
Yeah,
I remember
DC,
that.
Right?
But yeah, fan of the show.
That
really?
That was so crazy. I
I'm
forgot.
I'm sorry, Paul.
Yeah, went to his office. His staff was super nice. Took me in his office and everything.
So far, I'm not dumb. Yes.
Yeah, you're the smartest out of all of us.
Yeah, you're.
I haven't missed any.
You're the smartest of the dum-dums.
Congratulations, you knew the Speaker of the House.
What U.S. state has the highest population? 39 million.
Whoa.
What U.S. state?
This could be tricky.
Nah, I got it.
How many million?
39 million.
39 million?
What state has the highest population?
Hi.
I'm in
for the win.
Gosh.
That was easy.
Oh, gosh.
You got to think of the people that live there.
I know, but I mean...
No way, really?
You got this.
I feel like it's a trick question.
Go ahead.
Is everybody... Okay.
What's
have
your
my
answer?
Answer.
Go ahead.
But I was like, is everybody condensed in New York or California? California.
Lunchbox.
It's just the
Sunshine State, California.
Eddie?
California.
Eddie's like, Calazonia.
Yeah, mixed two.
He's combining
Come
two.
On.
The answer is California.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Last question. By the way, Amy, you haven't missed one.
Thank you.
You're perfect. Hey, what's the most spoken language in the world? Last question.
Oh, that's easy. Yeah, I'm in.
What's the most spoken language in the world? Don't act like a smart guy over there, Eddie. You've been struggling.
For the win.
Easy
I'm
trivia.
In for the win.
Most spoken language in the world.
I'm in, I guess.
Let's go over to Eddie first. Eddie?
That language is Espanol. Muchas gracias.
Lunchbox.
Spanish.
Really?
Yeah, because you got Spain.
Guys,
you
think
got
about
Mexico.
South America.
Duh.
You got Spain and Mexico.
In South America.
And South America. Not Puerto Rico.
All of them.
Okay.
Argentina.
Okay.
Janarina.
Maybe I'm
Amy.
Dumb, but I put English.
No, you're all wrong. It's Chinese.
Duh.
1.1 billion speakers.
Oh, you guys are so dumb.
Yeah, I wasn't thinking. But I bet all those Chinese people speak English too.
And Spanish.
It doesn't matter. Hey, our winner is Amy. There she
Thank
is.
You.
There she is. There she is.
There she goes again.
Racing drinking her little magical coat. What is that drink over there you're
My
drinking?
Matcha latte.
Matcha latte.
That's Spanish.
What's in a matcha latte?
Matcha.
What's matcha?
A green tea powder.
That's a female macho man.
Oh. A Japanese green tea powder with Califia Farms unsweetened vanilla almond milk.
Okay.
Oh my goodness.
And that's it.
Oh. There she is.
Put it in a blender
letter.
For 10 seconds.
We'll go spend a second with our 24-year-old head of digital, Morgan number 2. What do 24-year-olds
care about? Kylie Jenner is set to be the youngest ever self-made billionaire, all thanks to her Kylie Cosmetics line. She made over $900 million in 3 years.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. You know, good for her.
Yeah.
Let me say good for her. I just don't believe that she's self-made. That's not a self-made thing. Her family has money. She had fame given to
her.
Yeah,
like Oprah's self-made.
Oprah's self-made.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Perfect example. She's backing off the success and fame that her family... Well, started with Kim.
Yeah, who was it? Kim, mom, who was that?
It's Kim.
Kim?
Because she did the tape.
She started all that?
That being said, I'm not hating on her at all.
No, they all capitalized on that well. They're smart.
They might even want to argue against this?
No.
Because I think that's pretty cool. She's going to be a billionaire.
I mean, she's an entrepreneur, I guess.
Absolutely. I do. She did have the benefit of being the youngest of the famous sisters.
Now, she's an entrepreneur. What has she invented?
Well, she has her own company.
Entrepreneurs don't invent things. They just have ideas on how to do things. They can't.
You're confusing that with an inventor.
What business has she started?
They just said.
She has her own cosmetic. She has a whole cosmetic line.
I thought she was just the face of that.
No. Well, I mean, a lot of it. Yeah. I'm sure there's someone behind it. But
I'm not ever.
No, explain to him. He might need the explanation.
It doesn't matter. Well, how do you feel about that, Morgan, number 2?
What? I'm excited for her. I think it sets a really good example coming from them because I don't typically like the Kardashians. She's probably about the only one I like.
Yeah. What's the example?
Just that how to capitalize on something coming from, I mean, what happened with Kim being famous was kind of negative, you know, how that started. And
she can't control that. She's the younger sister. She can't control how she got famous.
Yeah, listen, good for her. She was at $420 million last year, $900 million this year.
That's quite the demand.
She's the 100% owner of Kylie Cosmetics.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, yeah, she owns, invested her own money.
Do you think Guy Raz is going to do a How I Built This with her?
I don't know.
What?
I don't know what that is.
You listen to How I Built This?
It's a podcast.
Oh, like one time. Yeah. No, that's not the one I listen to. Hillary, our phone screener, is in the glass room. What do you want to say to Lunchbox about Sunshine State?
He called California the Sunshine State, and it's actually Florida. It's where I'm from.
Yeah.
I think it's on the license plate, too, right?
Yeah, it is.
It's all things.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought everyone just knew it wasn't, so we kind of laughed it off. But no, Hillary was offended. No, I'm glad you pulled that up. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. I had to call him out on it.
Yeah. Thank you very much. How are you, by the way?
I'm doing good. Everything's good.
Yeah. How's life?
Life's going well.
What's up? So Hillary is our phone screener. She's the newest to the show. You call, she's like, hey, how do you answer the phone if someone calls? What do you say exactly? Ring, ring, ring.
Hi, Bobby Bones Show.
And then what do you expect from them?
Sometimes they'll ask a question or sometimes they don't really say much. So I'm like, you know, what do you want to call about and say to Bobby?
How do you get through? Like, what's the key? Because she's the gatekeeper of me even seeing that the call's up on the screen.
Yeah.
What do you look for in a caller?
If they have like a good question to ask you,
mm-hmm.
Sometimes people call about segments, but we've already moved past them.
Do they get mad sometimes at that?
They get really upset with me. They call me rude and.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, they cuss me out.
Okay, why do they cuss you out?
I don't know. Because I tell them no, which it's hard for me to tell people no, but I have to move the show along. So I can't really sit there and put it on for you because you're not going to talk to them about it.
Huh.
They get very upset.
Is that how life works? Someone tells you no, you just cuss at them?
I guess so.
Because I've never subscribed to that theory.
Me either.
I mean, Poor Hillary.
How bad, like, if five is the baddest of bad words, what level words do they use when they curse?
Oh, five.
Oh, wow.
What?
They use
oh,
the
yeah,
mom,
I get
they
the
use
worst.
The big one?
They use the big bomb? They go...
Yeah, but... Wow. I'm so confused.
They're so passionate about wanting to get on the air or...
yeah, they just really want to talk to you. I had one guy, I told him no. He called me about 10 more times and right when I'd answer, he'd just start cussing me out. Every time.
Guys, I have no idea of this culture.
Like, that's crazy.
Yeah. I don't know who these listeners are. If you're listening right now and you do that.
Hey, chill them out.
Got him.
It's bad.
Yeah, don't do that.
Like, calm down.
Do you ever leave here stressed out because of callers ever?
Oh, yeah. There's many days I just don't really want to talk anymore. I just kind of go home and sit.
Because they're mean to you?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Hillary. That's terrible.
I had no idea.
Phone screener Hillary had like a high stress situation happening in there.
How phone screener Hillary also watches Amy's kids a lot.
Yeah.
How's that going for you?
Good. I haven't seen them in a couple weeks, though, because we've been on vacation. And so I really do miss them. I want to come see them soon.
I know. And then they were in Austin. Then I think they're coming back to Austin.
What do they call you?
Miss Hillary.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. And they like you?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
They prayed for her last night.
Oh, they did when she wasn't there?
Yeah, before bed, it's like roll call, shout out, whoever you want to pray for. Miss Hillary.
It's like Ryan Hurd's coffee on a Insta story where he tags everyone.
Yeah. They, like last night was, who was it? They just, Miss Hillary, Papa Sergi. That's what they say, Sergi.
Pretty cute.
Sergi, hit Miss Hillary.
Oh, you get two shout outs.
Oh, yay. Extra prayers.
Yeah. Like it was random people we haven't seen in like years. Some people from the orphanage from like 5 years ago.
Are they getting better? Like, are they acting better around you?
They are. And I think like their English and everything's getting better. Like, because there's, at first, they didn't understand a lot. And so trying to explain simple terms to them is hard. But they've gotten a lot better with that.
Do you ever have to scold them?
Sometimes we have our moments.
How do you scold Amy's kids?
I don't yell at them. I'm just like, let's not do that. Like, we're not going to do that.
Yeah, but Hillary, do you take things away? Because you got to take things away. You got to be like, Stevenson, if you act like that, because I know it's probably him you're having issues with. Is it?
Yeah, I've had to take his bike away.
Yeah, take it away.
Wow. You gotta, do you go ride it in front of him and be like, look how much fun I'm having. Too bad you can't. That's what I would do.
Like, if you're giving me that attitude, then no bike the rest of the day.
Or take him to throw in the dumpster. You can get it later. He'll be like, bike's over.
Dang.
Yeah.
No, that's hardcore.
You're going to scar him. He loves
crying.
His bike.
He does. He just sat on the sidewalk, though. And so I had to go pick him up and take him in the house because he wouldn't come in. So I had to go pick him up and he started screaming. And all the neighbors, I'm sure, were like, what's happening?
Oh, yeah. Man.
I mean,
does he cry?
He doesn't cry. I don't think I've ever seen him cry before.
Does she cry? Amy's 11-year-old daughter.
She doesn't. Hmm. She's very quiet and like kind of stays more to herself. So I'm trying to bring her out of her shell a little more with me. He's very outgoing, wants to be outside, wants to do all kinds of stuff. So he keeps me moving for sure.
Look at this.
The minute that kid like needs a nap, which he doesn't take naps, by the way, but the minute I know he's tired, he just like does a 180. He's like this cheerful, fun kid. And then all of a sudden he's like awful and miserable and there's nothing you can do to correct it.
What's up?
They ate the lunchbox. Eat Bobby Flay at lunchbox. I mean, same thing, right?
He's like, yeah, I'm happy to be here.
But we all, that's me, like once a month. I'm like awful, miserable. There's nothing you can do to reverse me until, you know, time just passes and the hormones get released.
Well, phone screener Hillary, thank you for answering the phones. Sorry you have to deal with some callers that aren't happy.
Yeah.
Any advice you'd like to give them right now for if they want to get through about something? Like, what's the best technique?
Just call and be nice. If you cuss me out, like, I'm not probably going to put you through.
Phones,
so
can she cuss back?
Nice. No.
Oh, no, I guess not. No. Okay, thank you, Hillary.
You're welcome.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
Lara Binns was looking forward to her birthday party that was planned for Saturday with all of her friends, but no one could come. So the 8-year-old's birthday party was canceled, and she was really disappointed. And then the Augusta, Maine Police Department, they saw what went down, and they threw her a birthday party. Her mom worked with the department, and as a result, like, they all came together and threw her a party, and the whole police department was there with gift cards and presents.
Surely, though, they had to let her play with the gun, right? I mean, if there's no other kids there.
Oh, gosh.
No, I mean, come on. Because that's what everybody wants to do is play with the gun. Matter of fact, I'm walking in the airport the other day. Police officer walks by me. I was like, I would love to just walk with that gun.
Hmm.
And if no one else is around, you take the bullets out. And it's her birthday.
Oh, my God.
Don't let her play with the gun.
Yeah, totally.
I don't know.
Does nobody else want to play with the gun?
And the taser. Yeah.
Oh, what if she got to tase one person?
That's fun.
That right?
Yes.
Yeah. What if an officer was like, I volunteer for you to tase me? It's your birthday.
See, that's a party.
You know, that's your kind of party?
That's my kind of party.
All police officers have to get tased or have pepper spray, right? Because they have to know what it feels like.
Oh, that's right.
So, I mean, it ain't no thing for them.
That's not true, though. Well, good for them for stepping up for her. 8-year-old, cool. Nobody could come.
Mm-hmm.
Why couldn't they come? They already have other plans?
They didn't say.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just
business
said that
trips.
No one could come, so it was canceled. Mm. And so
that stinks.
Her mom's coworkers just happened to be the police department, rallied together and threw a party.
Good on those cops. I like that. There you go. There you go. That's it. Tell me something good. Thank you very much.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Is crushing candy getting boring and you want to try something new? Then you have to play the puzzle game Best Fiends. The game is so fun, you will not be able to put it down. If you're looking for something new or you're just tired of the same old boring match 3 game, download Best Fiends right now. It's fun to play by yourself or with friends and family. Play whenever, wherever, as long as you'd like. It's one of those games that you will enjoy and you'll probably lose track of time playing. We play it here on the show, especially Web Girl Morgan. That's right. No, girl, what's your name? Morgan number 2? We think you should play too. Turn it into a competition. You really play Morgan number 2?
Yeah, I really do.
Yeah, me too. I played a lot. I played a lot. Listen, it's called Best Fiends. Maybe you're traveling, you want to pass the time. You don't need the internet for Best Fiends. You can play on a flight. You can play in a cave. Believe me, you will not regret it. So download Best Fiends for free on the App Store or Google Play right now. Best Fiends, it's like best friends without the R. Best Fiends, it's a puzzle game. Morgan number 2, a.k.a. Web Girl Morgan, a.k.a. Web Girl Morgan number 2, loves it as well. So there we have it, Best Fiends.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right. Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
I appreciate your feedback, but I was getting some, a couple complaints. People don't like the Will It Uber segment.
Really?
Yeah, they were like, it's juvenile. What do you think you're listening to?
Damn.
But, if people don't like it, maybe it's not the thing. I always found it interesting. To see what would happen. But I got a complaint that people didn't like the Will It Uber segment where we take things and we see if the Uber driver will drive them. We've sent live animals. We tried imaginary friends, engagement rings.
Yeah, I got a big cardboard cutout of Aldine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you can actually give us your feedback if you want. 877-77-BOBBY. That was something I shouldn't get on Facebook, and I don't. Maybe once every 2 months. And I get over and people are just, all they do is complain on Facebook.
Yeah, can be rough over
there. Why even write something negative? Just get off of Facebook. Instead of complaining, just get off of it. It's just for anything in life. Instead of taking time to rip something down, go away from it and build something up somewhere else.
Yeah.
You only have so much real estate in your head. Why waste that real estate on something negative and inconsequential? It doesn't matter. I'm not talking about this in general, just period. People writing negative things. I see that people post on Facebook all kinds of, not even on my page, the show page, but just people always complaining about stuff that doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Why waste your time on negative things that really don't matter? You know?
Yeah.
So you only have, again, it's like a yard. It's only so much yard. You only plant so many things in the yard.
Yeah.
So why are you going to plant turds?
Yeah, right. Plant pretty
flowers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or don't plant anything.
Oh,
that's all.
Bobby's, yeah.
What's up?
You complain about your yard and all your pretty flowers.
I'm ripping them up.
I know.
Picking them out of there.
Yeah, I don't know why you're doing that, but.
Well, because I don't like, bugs are eating me up. And I've found that I'm living in that house, so I'm going to make that house the way I want to make it.
Yeah.
And I don't want bugs. I don't like that. I don't like outside. I don't like bugs.
Don't like heat.
I'm done.
Pretty soon, Bobby's gonna be like confined to a space. We're gonna, if we see him, to see him, we're gonna have to go to him.
I'm done. I'm a bubble boy.
He's in a bubble.
Yeah,
yeah. Yes.
I'm gonna have the arms coming out. I did go out last night again. Went to a birthday party last night. Let me tell you about this birthday party.
Yeah.
By the way, it's a really great friend of mine named Kelly. She runs Velvet's Edge.
Oh yeah.
That has a fantastic podcast. And so, the party starts at 7:30, which, by the way, is late for me because last night's Wednesday night. But I go, there are certain people in my life that I make room for. Again, you only have so much life real estate with friends. Like, you have to pick who gets to be in what plot of land. And so this is someone who's important to me. So I'm going to this party. 7:30 on a weeknight. Like, that's how important. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to go. So here I go. Get in the car. I'm tired. This is me getting in the car to go to the party. That's me going to the party.
Oh, you're making me yawn.
But it's in life, sometimes you sacrifice. And I wanted to show my support and birthday. And so she's having it at Dirks' bar. Right? Dirks Bentley has a bar in town. And
yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's on the rooftop.
Nice.
Totally. Yeah, right. So
VIP.
VIP. Okay. And you take the elevator up and it's like Dan What's and Shay dance mix. Cool.
Oh, all right.
Like not just Dan and Shay tequila, but when I did tequila, you know, that thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But like code word to get in.
There's a code word to get in.
Really?
Yeah. It's like, so that's really the code word, something like that. So I go and I'm like, oh, I'm struggling. But I don't want anybody to know I'm struggling because I'm there for a friend. And I got a smile on.
You're there to have fun.
Yeah. I mean, that smile's on.
Yeah.
Here
no
I
longer
am.
Yawning.
Nope. I get there, but right as I'm walking up to the building, it's 7:28 or so. You know how I am with time.
On time.
On time, yes. Early.
Oh, my goodness.
I get a text, hey, from the birthday girl, running late. And I'm like, you know what? It's a birthday girl.
She can do whatever she wants.
She can do whatever. I'll just go hang out with some other people. Because we have some friends, you know, like-minded friends.
Mm-hmm. And mutual.
Yeah. So I go up, and I'm the only person there.
Oh, wow. Everybody was late.
The party said 7:30. There was nobody else at the party but me. And then she feels bad because I'm the only one at the party. And she's at a dinner. And she leaves dinner to get there at 7:45. And I'm like, okay, cool, cool. And so then it's just me and her. We're the only two. Now, it's fine because we're friends and we can talk. But I'm thinking, why is everybody late? Why even set a time if nobody's coming? Nobody came. I was the only one on time. It's ridiculous.
Okay, hold on. You do realize, though, that...
Don't set the time if that's not the time.
Yeah, but it was like it's a casual bar party. It's not a work event.
It's a party.
But there's a time. There's a time. You tell me a time. I'm going to get there at the time. That's all.
But you do realize you're the only one that was there early.
Then say 9 p.m.
And everyone
else. I
wasn't
early. I was on time.
Okay, you're the only one on time and everyone else
drives me crazy.
So if the goal is 7:30, should they put goal is 7:30, but you know, just come and go as you please.
It just said 7:30, and I got there at 7:30.
Yeah.
It's like I go to Amy's house for a party. Does Amy have a party?
He shows up. It starts at like 6:30. He shows up at 5.
I know.
No, first of all, that's wrong.
And you're still getting everything ready.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
I show up like 1 minute before it's time. If it starts at 6:30, I'm there at 6:29.
One time you got there many minutes
Hey, Bones,
before.
And that's after you've been sitting in the car for like 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah, no. I'll stand at the door and watch my phone and go, not quite yet, not quite. And... Hey, I'm here.
Still early.
Hey, guys.
What's wrong with people?
With you.
No.
I thought you were about to say
what's wrong with me.
Is this a me thing?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a me thing that I'm on time everywhere I go. Yeah, yes. That's a problem.
We can appreciate that for work and respect for friends or whatever. Here's but it wasn't your
party.
And it was, they had a, like it.
There's
no reason why they had to be there at 7:30.
I didn't complain when I was there.
Oh, you just complained.
Only
now.
Oh, just now. Okay.
Shout out Velvet's Edge. At least you gave her a shout out.
Yeah.
My point is this.
Yeah.
You don't pick to live your life one way some of the time and your life another way all the time.
Yeah. Consistency is key.
Consistency also, just like communication, is currency. You know I'm going to be consistent all the time. It's very valuable. I'm going to be consistent all the time. It's the hardest thing to be, not just times in life. If you give me, there are artists that I just cannot, personally, I do not like, right? But I love them that they're consistent and they show up and we do our deal. And I actually like having them on the show more than some that I do and friends with that I don't know if they're going to show up on time. Like I like consistency. Hmm.
This is why you can't enjoy vacation, because you can't get off of work mode because you're consistent.
It's not work mode, it's life, Eddie. It's called life.
I guess that's what you're saying.
Whatever.
It's not good.
Why's my paper stuck to the table?
It was a party, man.
And it was her birthday party, and you were mad at her because she was enjoying a dinner. And then she left dinner to get there because she felt bad because you were sitting there by yourself.
And then you were mad at all her friends for being late. Because it was just you two. Then you're like, everyone else was late.
Yeah. I started taking everyone down.
Sounds like it was super fun
It
for
was
you.
A fun party. It was good. They had glow sticks and stuff. And so I sat over there and had to go. You know what I do? They have parties, and they had these, what do you call those, mixers?
Hmm?
Like she had like alcohol. There's like alcohol. They have.
Oh yes, yeah. I saw you holding one of those pitchers.
That's just why I drink. I drink the mixers.
What you drink? Cranberry juice?
Yeah, a little bit.
I saw you holding the red one.
Someone's like, dude, what's up? You got a urinary tract infection? I was like, no, I don't drink alcohol.
This is my drink for the night.
Relax.
You have a UTI. I see you're drinking cranberry.
So I'm at the party. This isn't the UTI party.
Oh my gosh. Being out with a UTI, that would hurt.
Okay. a woman realizes she accidentally stole a car. 2 weeks later, by the way.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm.
She, what?
So she stole a car accidentally. She rented a black Nissan Sentra, and after she goes to Walmart, she gets out, she gets in the car and drives off. So it wasn't her car, it was another Nissan Sentra.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, well, how does that happen?
Yeah.
Well, so it's a key fob and it recognizes the inside of it. You don't plug it in. And so you're like, oh, did it match? No, no. The person in the other Nissan Sentra left it in the car.
Oh,
so
wow.
She just gets in, hits the button, and it turns on because the other. So she's out just driving the thing around.
Amazing.
So, mm-hmm. The car's owner had also been shopping in Walmart, realized her vehicle had vanished. For 2 weeks, the clueless woman drove around and used the black car for her regular everyday activities, only realized something was wrong after returning to the rental company to return the car.
They try to scan it in.
Yeah,
like,
they're like, no.
There's no scan on this.
Why is there a baby seat in the bag?
With a baby in it.
Oh, boy.
Amy, I feel like this is something you would do.
Yeah. I mean, I've gotten into the wrong car before.
Yeah. I've tried to open the wrong car door before.
But I got never, in.
You got in,
yeah,
huh?
But there was a Coke in the... Or something in the, like a drink in the cup holder that like I wouldn't have. And I was like, okay, gotta go.
Got a complaint about Will at Uber. People don't like that. Hey, Brenda in Alabama.
Hey, Bobby.
Hey, I got a complaint. A complaint saying they don't like Will at Uber because we order an Uber car and then we try to put ridiculous things in the backseat of the car and have it sent other places. What do you think about that?
I love it. And I think one of my most favorite was the imaginary friend. I sit at my desk and listen to you guys on a local radio station out of Mississippi, and I'm constantly laughing, and everybody walks by and wants to know what I'm laughing at.
Oh.
So I tell them, and then I try to get them hooked on your show, too.
Oh, well, thank you. Your vote, you like Will It Uber, though.
I like Will It Uber. I like your trivia games. You know what I miss? I miss the game where people would call in and challenge lunch with the sports. I think he would challenge, like, women in sports.
Football. That's
we do
that during football season.
Yeah.
And the reason we stopped is because Lunchbox got beat. Now, we'll do it again next year when football season starts back. But he claims he knows more than anyone in football that's a woman. And so he would come, but he got beat. And so he didn't want to play anymore. He took his ball and went home.
That was a good segment.
Yeah. Maybe he'll play it again?
Yeah, we'll play it again when it starts back.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey.
Awesome. Well, keep Will at Uber. We love it.
Okay, thank you. See you later. Have a good day. I was at the house last night and Ashley Gourley came by. He's written 37 number one songs. And in the last three years, he's written 20 number ones.
That's
right?
Crazy.
Oh, yeah. It's insane. And so he comes over. We did a Bobby cast. And you can, if you love country music, it's really the thing to listen to because it's the songwriters. But he's written Dirt on My Boots.
Might have a little dirt on my boots.
Marry Me with Thomas Rhett.
It's just you won't get mad.
Carrie Underwood. Dirty Laundry. But 37 number ones, right? Like they carried him in his gold, gold wagon. Yeah. So, no, not really. But here he is talking about riding with Carrie Underwood. And how it's so hard because she sings perfectly.
And especially her. I mean, she sings perfect. When you're in there, she obviously sings amazing, but she can sing the song perfectly as soon as it's written. It's like an odd skill where when you're recording it, she remembers the entire thing and does and can just nail it. So yeah, you got to be careful. A lot of times when I'm writing with great singers, let me kind of sing that back and play bad piano chords. And if it still sounds like something, then we may have something, you know.
He'll say it could be a really dopey song and then Carrie Underwood sings it. He's like, oh, it is good. But only because it's Carrie singing it, which is kind of a funny thing to think about. Another one was, he wrote I Lived It for Blake Shelton.
You think I'm talking,
and he was talking about that only went to number two, and it was so close.
You know, it did. I've never had one be that close. You know, I've had some go number two, three, maybe barely get to those numbers or top five. But I think that was like a play or two away.
It was really close.
Something microscopic. And I was like, man, you know, you always hope they maybe split charts with Billboard, Media Base or something like that. It was bittersweet because the song Up Down, which I think is a huge hit.
Morgan Wallen,
one of the writers I published, wrote that song.
If you love country music, it's really a cool podcast. It's called The Bobby Cast, iHeartRadio, iTunes. You know, he's written all these number ones, right? 37 of them. It's the most we've ever had. And I know him a bit. We've played things together, Ashley and I have, Ashley Gourley. And he's talking about, like, people will be like, hey, will you write a song for my wedding? You know.
Or the worst ever is if somebody's like, hey, man, whatever, I got a friend getting married. Do you mind to write us, like, a song for your... I'm like, absolutely not. I will not do that. Like, it's because it's not going to live up to whatever you think it's going to be.
Can you imagine having people go, hey, I'm getting married.
Can you just whip out a song?
All those number ones. Come on.
Real quick. Write me number one real quick. Yeah.
Here's a pin.
So how rich is that dude?
Super rich. I don't know. I hadn't asked him. I made a joke once on stage because we were playing right beside each other. And I said, take out your wallet. How much
how much cash you got in here right now?
But a lot. I don't know, but a lot, I'm sure.
I mean, does he have like a big house and like, do you have a driver?
I don't know.
Drop mom.
No, people just drive to my house by themselves.
But if you're that rich, why wouldn't you have a driver?
Probably because you're human and you're normal.
Yeah, and you like to drive.
And you drive cars.
When you get to that level of rich, are you really a normal human?
Yeah, I don't think money changes the inside of you.
Oh.
I think it makes you more of who you are, really. I think if you have money, it makes you more. If you're a really giving person, you give more. I found that with my success, I like to give things away more than I ever did.
Like Warren Buffett.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it would be so much better to be back in the day. Oh, just take me here. Take me there. I'm rich. Take me over there.
Well, that's who you would be if you're rich.
Yeah. That's your point.
Yeah. Kathy in Illinois.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Oh, good. Go ahead. What would you like to say?
Hey, I just wanted to say about the Uber session I thought was hilarious for a while. For me personally, it's kind of worn out its stay. But my favorite is the history, like the are you smarter than a fifth grader type of stuff, the presidents, the capitals. I think that's hilarious because I play along with y'all. And most of them I don't remember. And if I get it, I'm so excited and it kind of makes my day just because it's so funny trying to remember, you know. I'm a little bit older than you all, so I don't remember them either. And you guys are younger. It makes me feel a little better for this.
Do you ever think these guys are real dum-dums?
Oh, no, not at all. I love it that you guys are just real humans like the rest of us. That's, you know, that we feel like you're our friends and we're all peers. You know, that's why we love the Bobby Bones Show and all of you on it.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. That's thank you for nice. The call. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. And love the book.
Oh, thank you very much. Which, by the way, let me say this. She brought that up. Right now on Amazon, they chopped it down like 10 bucks. So if anyone wants to get the new book, it's called Fail Until You Don't. It's like $10 cheaper. I wrote a second book. It oddly went to number one. And so I'm very proud that it went to number one. But it's like $10 off on Amazon right now if you want to grab that. I talked to Raymundo, our audio producer.
He chops audio all morning long. Coming to you from the glass room, our audio producer, Raymundo.
I kind of teased that someone was wanting to chase their dream and leave the show. But apparently Raymundo has been contacted by Big Brother.
Like, really?
They contacted him.
That's his dream.
Now, is that your dream to go on Big Brother?
My dream is ultimately to be famous, probably, and not ever have to work a day in my life. That's my dream, but Big Brother would be a giant step in that direction.
And you've been working toward Big Brother for a long time.
Every year I've applied, sometimes multiple times a year. When there was that writer's strike and they had two Big Brothers, I ended up doing it multiple times. But yeah, I love the show. I've done it all the time.
The writer's strike. I forgot about that.
Yeah, because they couldn't write anything, so they did more Big Brother.
Yeah.
So Raymundo loves Big Brother. What would you advise him, Ann? To go on Big Brother, like take a shot.
Well, I mean, is he allowed to come back to this job? Is it like a sabbatical?
I can't promise that because what he does is vital to the show.
And
he does it in a wonderful way. Like Ray cuts anything you hear, any sound that you hear from this stuff.
Wow.
Even like this is Ray going name drop.
Name drop.
Ray does all of this.
Yeah.
So
Ray, how confident are you that you could win? And what is the prize money for being the winner?
$500,000.
$500,000.
Yeah, it's a pretty good chunk of change, and I honestly could win the show.
Okay, also, I can't name a single... You want to be famous and take care of yourself forever? I can't name a single winner from that show ever.
Pretty good in the ratings on Sunday, so it's actually a pretty popular show.
Okay. I mean, I'm not slamming it, but you have to think long-term here. I'm like, how famous can you get? Also, we can't lose you. We can't afford to lose you.
Amy, sometimes you got to put that aside.
Like, be selfish?
For example, I had a conversation with Mike D. I was like, hey, dude, what do you want to do? You want to go do a show by yourself? I'll help you. Like, I don't want to lose him. But if Mike D wants to go do a show, if Raymond wants to go do a show, I think I want people to go and achieve their dreams.
Yeah, but I don't want to lose Ray.
I don't want to lose Ray either. But would you recommend him to go do Big Brother?
I guess if you're confident you could win, you have to win, though. If you go, you have to win.
Well, of course, yeah. They honestly, I've said it before, they give you a stipend. It's really not that much money. A 9-to-5 pays better than Big Brother.
But if you're on Big Brother now, you can transfer over to the challenge. They are bringing people from Big Brother, and you go to the challenge. So you
on MTV.
So you got, even if you don't win, you just have to be a good character on Big Brother, and they will bring you on the challenge where they go for $1 million.
Raymundo is in the room with us, our audio producer. Do you like your job here?
I love my job. The hours are tough, and you say that all the time, and I agree. They are horrible.
What are Big Brother hours?
Are you kidding me? Chill all day, do whatever you want, have a competition here and there, and just talk to people.
Interesting.
No TV, though.
That's true.
What do you think? Should Raymundo pursue Big Brother, but he has to leave this job. Worst, I mean, if he leaves, I got to get somebody to come in for him. Yes or no? Amy, should he go for Big Brother?
I don't want to squash your dreams, but I think you should stay here.
Okay, one vote, stay here. Lunchbox.
Chase your dreams, and if you get on the challenge, put in a good word for me.
Yeah! Oh, no.
Hey, Eddie, you got the camera over there. Yeah. Eddie's our cameraman. What do you think?
He's got to stay here. We need him. He's got
to
stay here.
You can't be selfish about it.
Yes, I can. We need him. He needs to stay here.
Morgan, number two, you're 24 years old. What's the young generation think?
I think he should totally chase his dream.
Oh, wow. It's 2-3.
Risk everything for maybe winning.
Raymundo.
I got the email. They want to fly me out. I got 2 weeks to decide.
Wow.
Ray gets scammed
a lot.
Oh,
yeah. Ray does go to the guy's basement.
Is he a Nigerian prince also asking to use your bank account?
It's from a producer from CBS.
Are you sure? Okay, I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to hold my decision.
He should fly out at least, right?
Verify that it's really a producer at CBS.
It absolutely is. I've met with her before.
So you know her for a fact?
Yes, I've talked to him on the phone.
So why is she circling back to you, do you think?
Honestly, I think they're going to do a twist.
What's the twist?
What's the twist?
Bring back people that are obsessed with the show and were huge and on the regional qualifiers.
Right.
You want to know what right now?
Regional qualifiers are not a thing.
The show is based off of trending and Twitter. They actually do stuff for that on the show now. I'm bigger than any of the people right now on it. They need something.
Mike D, wait, quiet Mike, prison Mike, what do you think? Should he chase his dream or stay on the show?
Oh, well, if it's a legit email, I say he chases it.
Yeah!
No.
I think you should.
I'm the only one that thinks he should.
No, long time. He should stay here.
Okay.
Nothing happens on these shows. First of all,
I
have to win.
That's why I was like,
secondly, even if you do, that's not long term.
I know. Well, you honestly, for 2 years, you could easily go around, do bar appearances and stuff like that. It pays pretty well.
I don't think for Big Brother they care anymore.
You can do malls. I've looked at it. A lot of them do.
You can go shop at the mall.
There's a ton of women's conferences, all that kind of stuff. They love
women's conferences are hiring random Big Brother people.
Absolutely.
My girlfriend just
went to one for General Hospital, and the guys don't even tell jokes.
General Hospital. That's a real show. Actors.
So's Big Brother.
Okay. And they go on multiple seasons.
I bet you could get some Instagram stuff like Fit Fab Fun boxes.
Okay. I'll tell you what. When are you supposed to go out and meet with the producers?
Told me that I think like 26, 2 weeks.
Go meet with the producers.
Yeah!
Yeah. I mean, that's smart, and that's cool to go do that. And then let's evaluate.
It could only be one day off that I need.
Oh, you need a day off?
Yeah.
But you have to sacrifice that for a vacation day, though.
Okay.
Okay. Cool.
I can do without Christmas.
Hey, guys.
It's Christmas. Christmas. Wow. Okay, is there anything people would leave this show for? Like, if that becomes your mind right now?
I spent too much time building this thing. I'm not leaving for anything.
Okay, yeah, me neither.
Anything.
But is there anything? Like, if Real World came to Lunchbox right now, I'm not sure.
Well, Real World, I don't know if I'd do Real World anymore, but the challenge, yeah, because it's for $1 million.
Okay.
Okay, there you have it. Eddie?
Well, if I won the lottery, I'd be out of here in a second.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't even tell you guys. I just wouldn't show up.
Oh, yeah. You know what? The gift you guys got me, I still haven't cashed in on that.
Oh, yeah.
At my house.
Yeah, we need to do that.
The cabinet?
Yeah.
Or whatever you
decide. You guys all chipped in on that, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Was that an equal chip in?
Equal. I think some people are a little more than others.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, it's fine.
I'm curious to know that breakdown.
No. You don't need to know that.
Open the books.
Nah, man. Just enjoy the gift.
Open the books. Tomorrow, Steve Mokler comes in. Friday morning conversation. I do believe you'll love this guy.
That's what crazy does.
I want him to play this song. It's good.
Tears you out of bed. Makes you drive around in circles till the sun starts bleeding red.
I'm curious about this Kylie Jenner because she's about $1 billion in. She's about to be a billionaire. The youngest billionaire ever.
Oh, my goodness.
And, you know, debatable, self-made, you know. Yeah, he's self-made. But he comes from a family of wealth and fame.
I don't really feel like it's debatable.
Yeah, sure. Forbes said it was self-made.
Man, Forbes. And they're and smart,
she
too.
She has a sister, too, doesn't she? And she's not a billionaire. Yeah. So, I mean, it's hard to be a billionaire.
Okay. Okay.
No way.
So she's almost at $1 billion. And so she's with Travis Scott, the rapper. Now, does she make him sign a prenup? Because she was on the other foot. Because I always go, when I get married, at this point in my life, I've been saving for a long time. What does he do again? He's a rapper.
And so how much
He's probably got some money. Look up Travis Scott's net worth. Amy, you're so anti-prenup.
Yeah.
But did they sign a prenup?
Well, so
$1 billion, Amy.
But he can't get, once they get married, he can't get,
he can get everything
she earned
though.
Before.
But I'm saying, though, she's already at a place
she's
where
fine.
She's. What, Lunch, what's he at?
$8 million.
Oh.
That changed things, Amy?
Come, Amy.
I don't want to know. I mean, she's not going to sign a prenup.
No, he has to sign
He's
a prenup.
He's not going to sign a prenup. She's not going to be like, sign a prenup.
Why not? If I married someone that was making that money,
yeah,
because again, it's not about the past money, but it's about the money she's making.
Yes, we
and she's only going
that.
Forward.
Yeah,
I would sign a prenup for sure. I would sign it. I would take it and go, yes, absolutely.
But you'd be like, you don't trust me.
No,
you don't
I
trust
wouldn't.
Me that even if we don't work out, I'm gonna try to screw you over.
But you don't ever know how bad things get till they don't get good. Like how you're gonna react. Secondly,
I know I have lived in a fairy tale land of divorce because my parents' divorce was so amicable. Mm. You know, so I like think everybody just makes it work.
Well, and secondly, with that. Is that, yeah, forgot my point.
Oh, sorry.
Secondly.
I don't know, I was on to something, and I don't know, Amy, it was Snow White or something.
The fairy tale man.
I don't think it's going to ever work. It happened. I'll sign it. Who cares? Never going to come into play. I'm never getting divorced. So I'll sign it.
It's like insurance for you.
Yeah, I probably don't plan on getting a
car
wreck.
You'll sign it so easily, but do you think whoever you decide to marry, she'll sign it so easily?
Oh, good question.
Well, it's always,
shoes on the other foot.
That's always first date topic.
Is it?
Is it really?
Do you have any babies?
Is prenup first
and
date?
How much money do you have?
No, it's not first date, but it's.
What are first date talk? Do you have kids?
I already know that going into it. I would already know if they have kids.
Secret kids.
That's a good one. Okay, so you don't have kids, but you have secret
for real,
kids.
For real kids.
Like, you just don't put them on Instagram or.
For me, first date, I haven't been on a first date in a long time, so I guess it would be. I just want to know, like, where they're from, like, what's made them now.
And then, if they sign a prenup.
That comes up later.
Yeah.
You have to get to the point where you're talking about long time.
Oh, you know, easy
my
way to bring it up.
My last girlfriend had one and nothing to do with bringing up.
Yeah, yeah. I could
my last two.
I can see why.
Yeah,
probably
see?
Your last three.
What do you mean you can see why? Bobby
last three.
Makes.
Last three,
guarantee.
Yeah.
Probably the one before that. Was there anything to talk about?
Who even knows? No, I was broke.
Yeah, exactly.
I was broke.
Yeah. Listen, Bobby had to sign the prenup.
Yeah.
We were unsure if there was a future of anything.
I've always
started
to be a little bit successful in the last few years. I was just trying to get some nup more than anything.
So, I got you.
Thank you.
Nup.
Is that it, Aim?
Did I bring something up? Was this my pile?
Yeah, and that's Hollywood Skinny. There it is.
Bobby Bones.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Hey, tomorrow morning we'll have that premiere of the Eric Church song. It's called Desperate Man. That'll be the new song tomorrow. He had an album announcement. I think October it comes out.
Awesome.
New single tomorrow from Eric Church called Desperate Man. You want to hear some of it?
Yeah.
All right. Here's some of Desperate Man from Eric Church.
When I taste the key.
Oh, that's wrong.
That's
one.
Not him.
No, that's not him.
Didn't sound like him.
I don't have it.
Oh, I thought
like,
you did.
How are you getting a sneak peek?
I don't have it. I do have his announcement, though. They're telling me. Okay, here you go. Thursday's page. Here we go. Thank you. Here we go.
Hey, guys. It's been a while. Just want to say I've missed you. And I have good news. The album is done.
Is he shooting this from the moon?
Yeah, why couldn't he get a better microphone?
Why is the quality so bad, huh?
It's like VHS style.
Times are tough.
Oh, so it's on purpose that way? Okay.
Okay.
I was like, what is happening?
Times are tough for the Chief.
Hey, guys. It's been a while. Just want to say I've missed you. And I have good news. The album is done, and we are back. It's called Desperate Man, and the first single is called Desperate Man. I look forward to seeing you on the road. I'm very proud of this album. Decent.
There it is. I do like that Eric Church.
There he is.
Yeah. I'm sure it'll be great. I really haven't heard it.
It's very interesting.
I knew it was coming when that. It was like, hey, something's brewing. I couldn't say anything. Mm. I have all the secrets.
You do.
I do enjoy Eric. I do like some Eric Church. I like him as a person. Keeps himself.
Yeah, I like how he's just straight to the point there.
That's Eric. Hey.
Is what it is.
Catch me around here.
But I have not heard the song yet.
You ain't ready.
Let's go to the pile with Amy.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Going bald? There's a tat for that.
A tat?
What's a tat?
Tattoo. Yeah.
Oh.
Actually, it's a whole bunch of micro tattoos. It's called scalp micropigmentation, and it's a process that started in England, but it's gaining popularity in the U.S. Pretty much you get tiny tattoo dots all over your scalp, which mimic the look of stubble.
It's like a cartoon.
Interesting.
It's gaining popularity.
I don't know about all that.
Right, what else?
Something to look into. Do you know that the flag that the Apollo 11 astronauts planted on the moon came from Sears? And that a NASA employee bought it off the shelf for $5.50 right before the mission.
That's if you believe we actually went to the moon.
Ooh, and it wasn't a Hollywood studio.
Yeah.
Anybody here?
No.
I believe, the moon. Yeah.
For sure.
I believe we went to the moon. And then I've been laughing out loud at this grandma that took her phone into the Verizon store. She wanted them to fix it because she thought it was broken because she got her first GIF. You know, a GIF is when the picture loops over and over like a little video, and it's Steve Harvey clapping. And so Steve Harvey's just clapping on her phone, and she's like, it won't stop. I can't get it to stop, but it was a GIF.
That's
and she didn't
cute.
Understand what it was. So she dropped it off at the Verizon store, and they assured her that it's a gift and it was doing what it was supposed to do.
Yeah, there you go.
she replied to a group text that she was on with it. She goes, it's 5:30 p.m. and he's still clapping.
That's pretty funny,
that's
Amy.
That's funny. Good.
Yeah, I know. Okay, and that's my pile.
There you go. That's Amy's pile. Bobby Bone, come
on. Rap City, as I say,
that's all we do. I'm going to shoot a documentary on Charlie Pride. They've asked me to come and talk about Charlie Pride. I'm a bit of a country music historian.
Mm-hmm.
The newer generation historian.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah, so I'm going to go and do that a bit. It's a big one, too.
Have you ever met Charlie Pride?
Nope. I haven't. But I really knew him from ages 4 to 11.
Yeah.
Because of my grandma.
Yeah.
Would listen to him and then eventually watch him. And so my history with Charlie Pride isn't so much listening to him now, the old stuff, but being a kid and my grandma loving him. So they want to talk to me. I mean,
that's cool.
Yeah, I'm like the young. It's weird because I'm the young guy still talking about the older artists, but they like to have, because I didn't hang out with them.
Right.
Yeah. But you have that influence in your life, like with your grandma and your mom, that certain music they listen to that gives you that.
That's a good angle.
And also, I'm just a huge fan. The fact that he played a lot of baseball. He was a really good baseball player.
Really?
Yeah.
So he didn't know that.
Yeah, his story's interesting. So, that being said, I'm going to go do that today. I guess I have dinner tonight. I mean, I'm man about town this
week.
Like
a...
Business?
Like a...
This is not business at all.
Friend or date?
No, not date.
Boy or girl?
It's a couple. Husband and wife.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Another couple.
Yeah, it's great, though. Like, I've been out a few days. I'm good. Okay. I'm rocking and rolling. Hoochie-cooing.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
So, I have that tonight. I'm going to go get a workout and go do some boxing.
Yeah.
I'm a little thick right now, I'll be honest with you.
Like heavy?
Yeah.
Too heavy for you?
I have my fancy pants on today.
Mm.
They're just nice jeans. I don't like to wear nice jeans unless I have to wear something nice.
Sure.
They're a little tight.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at 156 right now.
Oh, man, that's rough.
Which for me is pretty high.
Yeah, lately. It used to not be.
On vacation, I had like 3 ice cream cones.
Wow, man.
And like 6 Shirley Temples. And I'm feeling crazy. It right now.
I can show you how to do some like squats in your jeans. It'll stretch them out and make you feel better.
Can you show me how to get rid of this gut? Liposuction?
No.
How dangerous is it? Is that dangerous?
You're not doing that.
Tummy tuck?
No. No.
People do it all the time.
You're fine.
Sleeve?
What's that
sleeve?
One?
Put a sleeve on your stomach?
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
That's like major surgery, man.
Hey, whatever works. Commit.
Makes these pants feel better. Let's
commit
do it.
To it. Yeah, commit to it.
Bobby's trying to go in and get gastric bypass.
Well, can I get a temporary one?
Last for a week and then disintegrates.
Yeah. Hey, so Amy, you going back to Austin?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Go see your dad.
I'm on that nonstop to Austin right after the show. And
you'll be here. Amy, she'll be here tomorrow.
I'll still be on the show, but just working from Austin. Yep.
Well, well, well. Here we have another end of the day.
Oh, yes. It's been a good day.
Yeah. As Ice Cube would say.
Yeah. Every day is a good day.
No, that's what the Raging Idiot is.
Raging Idiot. Today was a good day.
I didn't have to use my AK. Now I remember.
That's what it is. That's really what it is.
No.
All right, let's see you tomorrow. Bobby.